Buffalo fans, and welcome to tonight's Saturday evening edition of 45's Baseball in the second game of the series against NBO Sacramento. Will be the Colt 45's taking on NBO Sacramento. First pitch will be at 7:15. And we're going to get to the starting lineup for NBO Sacramento. Following last night's 11-7 contest where the Colt 45's took the loss. But tonight they look to bounce back as they send Reese Fairweather to the mound. He'll be facing off against the shortstop, Brett Griffiths for NBO Sacramento, followed by Bryce Sabatke at second base. Then Nick Golden will be playing left field. Henry Palmer will be in right. Brad Morris will catch again after his two-homer night last night. Jonas Dias will be at first. David Henry will be in center. Duncan Hansen will be at third. And Austin Watkins will be the DH at ninth. And we're going to get you guys the national anthems brought to you by the Sandlot Band here at Tiger Field. National anthem was brought to you by the Sandlot Band here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Tonight is MLB night, where fans are encouraged to wear their favorite MLB team's swag. See some jerseys out there in the crowd and some hats. A lot of Giants and a lot of A's, something you love to see up here in the North State. NBO Sacramento will be facing off against the Colt 45's Reese Fairweather, who is warming up in the bullpen, the tall left-hand thrower out of Australia. NBO's lineup will be Brett Griffiths at short, Bryce Sabatke at second, Golden in left, Palmer in right, Morris the backstop. He'll be catching Daniel Acedo, the starting pitcher for NBO Sacramento, followed by Jonas Dias at first, David Henry in center, Duncan Hansen at third, and Austin Watkins will be the designated hitter. Watkins last night was playing first base. He went 0-for-3 with a hit by pitch last night before he was pinch hit for by Duncan Hansen, who is in the lineup tonight, batting one spot in front of him in that eight spot. The Colt 45s will have a new leadoff hitter tonight in Colby Rafael. He'll be leading off playing center field, followed by Dusty Vila, last night's leadoff hitter, who went 0-for-6 last night, a tough day at the plate. Followed by Kyle Norton at first base. McGuire Smith, the designated hitter, batting cleanup. Keanu Mizuta will be in right. Followed by Sutter Moss at short. Braxton Riley in left. Carlos Camarena will be catching Reese Fairweather. He'll be batting eighth. Followed by Brandon Zanny, batting ninth and playing third base. For Zanny, the story of his season, apart from a very productive offensive season, is his 13 walks, which leads the Colt 45s, and he's started only about 70% of the games at third base. He's been splitting time with Sutter Moss and McGuire Smith. But tonight, no Joel Calder in the lineup. It will be instead a Sutter Moss playing shortstop, which is what happened last night when Zanny pinch hit for Joel Calder, which took him out of the game. and moved Sutter Moss from third base to short before Zanny took over at third base. Last night's contest, the Colt 45s would not prevail after taking a 6-5 lead in the bottom of the fifth. The NBO Sacramento Baseball Club was able to come back and score 11 runs, which gave them the 11-7 lead, and the Colt 45s ended up losing by that total. But they looked to bounce back tonight, sending Reese Fairweather to the mound. Fairweather on the season is 1-1 in two starts and two appearances, with a 2.63 ERA and 13 2/3 innings pitched. He's got 12 Ks on the year, 6 walks, and 4 of his 8 runs that he has given up have been earned, which is a good ratio to have, followed by only allowing 9 hits out of Feather River Junior College. 6-4, bats left and throws left. In his last start, he went 4 2/3, giving up 6 runs. 2 of those were earned, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Ended up getting the loss in that contest, and the Alameda Anchors beat the Colt 45s by a score of 7-5. His best start of the season came against Athletic Edge, where he went 5 innings and gave up 2 runs. Both were earned, 3 hits, walked 2, and struck out 4. So, see what he can do here tonight. Does not get a lot of strikeouts, but will look to strike out a lot of batters for these Colt 45s, as we have seen a lot this season. Fairweather and the Colt 45s donning their yellow short sleeve jerseys make their way out onto the field to warm up. Something we've seen a lot from Colt 45's pitching, led by Eric Winchester, of course, is a lot of strikeouts. But we've also seen a lot of great defensive plays as well, so a lot of balance there. Not necessarily having pitchers rely on the defense behind them, but definitely able to rely on the defense behind them. And for Fairweather, like I said, a lengthy left-hand pitcher with a fastball and curveball arsenal. I believe there's a changeup as well from the first base side of the rubber. A lot of mostly arms and legs, a very strong delivery. And out of the windup is definitely a Randy Johnson-esque windup, as he does have a fastball, curveball, and changeup to work with. So, 3 pitches in his arsenal, looking to face off against NBO Sacramento here on a beautiful night for baseball. It's dropping a little bit below 100 degrees now as the wind starts to pick up and cool things off as shadows start to cover parts of the field. Foul territory on the third base side. Home plate's covered by the shadows, and a bit of space out there in left field. Is leading off for NBO Sacramento is going to be the shortstop, Brett Griffiths, a right-hand hitter. Steps in the box. An even stance. His front foot even with the plate, as Fairweather out of the windup delivers the first pitch. That one's popped up on the infield. Vila trotting in. Will get under it and squeeze it for round number 1. That's the way the ball game begins at 7:14 p.m. on a Saturday night. My name is Jacob Green. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. It's great to have you with us here for this Saturday summer evening edition of Colt 45's baseball, as Bryce Sabaki steps into the box. Even stance, bat on his shoulder. Fairweather peering in at Camarena. Sets up outside. The pitch from Fairweather. Fastball off the plate, outside, ball 1. Sabaki, knee slightly bent, with that even stance, right-hand hitter, left-on-right matchup. Fairweather delivers the 1-0. Fastball in at the knees, strike 1. There's one gone here after that first pitch swinging from Brett Griffiths. Fairweather now peers in at Camarena, who sets up inside the pitch. Misses low and in. Ball two. Fairweather working a little bit slower than we've seen from other Colt 45 starters this season as he takes his time when he pitches out of the windup. Now comes set and delivers a 2-1. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Sabaki stepped out, now steps back in. Fairweather, glove at his right hip and the ball dangling in his hand from his left hip. Now peers over his glove and delivers a 2-2. So he's fouled off the plate. Count holds at two balls and two strikes. Fairweather gets a new baseball, now climbs back up on the hill. Sabaki is going to step out, tap his cleats with his bat a couple of times. And a couple practice swings before stepping back into the box. Up in the box. His left foot just a bit in front of the plate as Fairweather delivers the 2-2. Curveball up, way outside. Comrade coming out of his crouch to corral it. Count fills at three balls and two strikes. On Sabaki, the second batter of this Saturday evening. Payoff pitch from Fairweather. Fastball grounded up the middle. Vila chasing after, but it's going to get through for a base hit as Rafael plays it back. Vila, excellent effort there, running toward it back of second base, but not quite able to get to it as Sabaki singles to center field. We'll bring up Nick Golden, the left fielder for tonight, rocking the white and blue stirrups from the left-hand batter's box, a wide-open stance. Sabaki takes his lead from first, being held on by first baseman Norton. As Fairweather delivers, and it's a bunt laid down right in front of the plate. Camarena fields and throws to first in time, but advancing to second on the sacrifice bunt is Sabaki. Camarena handled the bunt that was about 4 or 5 feet in front of home plate. Perfect bunt by Golden as he goes 1-3 on the sacrifice to bring up Henry Palmer, the right fielder. Palmer last night was one of the better hitters for NBL Sacramento as he fouls this one back to the screen. He went 1-for-5 with a walk and a hit by pitch. So he reached base a total of 3 times last night. Didn't have a great day at the plate, but was able to reach base multiple times as Fairweather checks the runner back at second and now delivers the 0-1 out of the stretch. Is on the inside corner at the knees for strike two. Great pitch there from Fairweather, who now, with the runner on second, that's Sabaki, pitching out of the stretch. Checks Sabaki back at second. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball swing and a miss. Got him swinging for out number three. So NBO Sacramento strands one. And we're scoreless after half an inning. We're at the bottom of the first. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hey Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We're coming to the bottom of the first inning as Daniel Sato clips toss from the Sacramento. fastball and curve in his arsenal. He'll be facing off against Colby Raphael, who is tonight's leadoff hitter, followed by Dusty Vila and Kyle Norton. For Colby Raphael, we've seen him lead off earlier this season a couple of times. He's done a great job of getting on base. As he digs in now from the right side, he'll kick some dirt around before stepping in the box. Now waves the wood above his head and gets a little loose. And we'll step in to face Acedo. That wide stance, taps his foot as Acedo delivers a fastball on the outside corner at the knees for strike one. Raphael, he's batting 295 on the year. As Acedo comes set, now delivers. Fastball misses low and in. One ball, one strike. And Raphael has 8 walks. The 1-1 delivery from Macedo out of the windup. It swung on and fouled back to the parking lot. Raphael has 5 RBIs on the year as well. So he digs back in now. The 1-2 delivery out of the windup from Macedo is in the dirt and kicks off the catcher's glove. That'll move the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raphael steps out of the box, readjusts his hands. Now ready as Acedo peers in at his catcher Morris for the sign. Gets it, comes set. 2-2 delivery is grounded up the middle. Second baseman moving back for it. He can't reach. Shortstop backing up the play. Will field the throw to first. Not in time as Raphael is able to beat it out easily. He'll have an infield single. The shortstop, Griffiths, backing up the second baseman, Sabaki. After Sabaki moving to his right up the middle, was unable to glove it back to second base. As Dusty Vila will now dig in from the left-hand batter's box. An even stance. Griffith Fenn not in the lineup tonight and not in his normal 2 spot. Instead, it's Vila as diving back to the bag is Raphael on the pickoff attempt. He's back in plenty of time. It's Acedo pitching from the stretch. Raphael, 3 or 4 step lead over there at first, being held on by the first baseman as this one's grounded toward the first base dugout. For strike one. First baseman Jonas Dias holding on. Raphael over there at first base. Raphael takes a massive lead and he's going around to bunt. Pulls it back to throw down to second. Is not going to be in time by Morris. And Kobe Raphael gets a stolen base. And with it, some applause and cowbells ringing from the fans here at Tiger Field. No double play in order now for NBO Sacramento as they shift the infield back to normal depth now. As the 0-2 delivery from Acedo is tapped toward the second baseman, moving to his left field and throws on over to first base. Vila is out 4-3 on the ground out. Not quite hit hard enough to get through as the second baseman, Sabaki, was able to glide on over to toward first base field and throw out Vila. Kyle Norton now steps in the box as he hits the first pitch he sees, fouls it back over the Colt 45 dugout on the third base side. It's going to land in the park behind us. Acedo, loving his hip. Now comes set, the 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses upstairs for ball one. 1 ball and 1 strike. Acedo delivers. This one's grounded. Diving second baseman stops it, then throws to first. He's able to smother it, knock the pitch down, throws it to the first baseman in time, but coming in to score is Raphael after he advanced to third on the Vila groundouts. So 2 groundouts to the right side are able to score the first run of the ballgame for the Colt 45s. As McGuire Smith, another left-handed hitter, comes to the plate. As Acedo out of the windup now with nobody on. This one's tapped toward the first baseman, who will field and toss it on over to Acedo covering first for the 3-1 putout. So after one, it's 1-0. The Colt 45's on top. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Tonight's sponsor, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of your Redding Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s were able to score one in the bottom half of the first, as we now welcome you back to the top of the second. The tall left-hander from Australia, Reese Fairweather, concludes his warm-up toss, and Camarena makes his throw down to second base. Leading off for NBO Sacramento is going to be Brad Morris, who, if you were listening to the game last night, homered twice in back-to-back at-bats. So a thorn in the side of the Colt 45s last night, as he was responsible for four runs, which proved to be the difference in the ball game. On the right side, a wide open stance. Fairweather lifts a curveball up and away for ball one. Fairweather peers in at Camarena on that first base side of the rubber. Now delivers a 1-0 as one's fouled back to the screen. Fairweather has a windup where he rears back after coming set, where he's up on top of the hill with a glove at his hip, then puts them together right in front of his chest, peering over his glove and between his cap before rearing back in a Randy Johnson-style windup as he delivers a fastball off the plate outside, up and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike. A very typical left-handed windup, but very deceptive nonetheless as he delivers the 2-1 pitch to Morris. Curveball in at the knees for strike two. Great pitch there from Fairweather. He dropped in a breaking pitch just above the knees of Morris on the inside corner. Now appears in at Camarena. Morris bat on his shoulder, now readies. Fairweather delivers the 2-2. Curveball waved at. Morris swings and misses. Two strikeouts now. Both swinging for Fairweather. That will bring up the first baseman, Jonas Dias, to the plate. He's rocking the socks up high, the striped socks. They're blue with red stripes. Sacramento's, NBO's colors, rather. Deep in the box, an even stance. Fairweather delivers. Fastball swing and a miss for strike one. No balls and one strike. Dias did not play last night. He was not a pinch hitter or anything, as Fairweather delivers a fastball outside for ball one. Count moves to one ball and one strike. Slightly open stance. Dias. Fairweather comes set and delivers. This one's fouled over into foul territory. A line shot toward the cage out there beyond the first base side dugout. Down toward that 310 marker right under the right field foul pole, but was running foul. 1-2 delivery from Fairweather. It's hit in the air toward shallow center field. Should be playable for Rafael, who charges in and will squeeze it for out number two. So Dias flies out to Colby Rafael, back of the second baseman Vila, who was out there to possibly take it if it did not keep carrying towards center field and shallow right center field, and Colby Raphael calling off the right fielder Mazzuta. Fairweather now comes set and delivers the first pitch to David Henry, the center fielder for NBO. It's going to be a fastball, low and in for ball one. Fairweather, out of the windup, delivers the 1-0. Pitches lined right at Braxton Riley, who comes in a couple of steps and squeezes it for out number three. So NBO goes 1-2-3. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Red and Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of your Redding Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Keanu Mazzuta digging in. Mazzuta last night went 2-for-5 and reached on an error. A solid night last night from Mazzuta, who is now playing right field tonight. He was in left last night. He'll dig in from the left side. Face off against Daniel Acedo as he comes set and delivers the first pitch from the first base side of the rubber is going to be low and away, ball one. Mazzuta, 1-0 count now. Infield playing back on the couple steps from the outfield grass as Mazzuta waves at one outside trying to get a piece of it for strike one. First baseman playing 5 or 6 steps off the line and a couple steps in front of the outfield grass. Third baseman playing 3 steps off the line, about 4 feet back of the bag. Shortstop and second baseman playing deep on the rim of the outfield grass at their normal position. As the 2-1 delivery from Acedo is hit in the air. Shortstop coming out and shallow left field will get under it to squeeze that can of corn for out number one. So Mazzuta pops out to the shortstop, Brett Griffiths. For out number one, Griffiths charging out, had to turn toward his right shoulder, to his right, into shallow left field, and then was able to get under it as Sutter Moss digs in from the left side and takes strike one on the outside corner. Moss with that barely bent left knee, his back knee in his stance, deep in the box, nearly standing up. With his batting stance, so he takes the next pitch off the outside edge for a 1-1 count as Acedo delivers a fastball on the inside corner at the knees for strike two. 1-2 count with one out, nobody on. Acedo, glove at his belt, at his hip, comes set. The 1-2 delivery to Moss. The fastball way outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes as the ball escapes Acedo. And the third baseman helps him out a bit and gives it to him. Duncan Hansen tossing it back to his pitcher. 2-2 pitch with one out. The windup from Acedo now delivers. Fastball low. Moss lays it off. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. Count worked full by Moss. As Acedo peers into this catcher. Now comes set and delivers a payoff pitch. Misses outside for ball four. Sutter Moss works a walk. That will bring up Braxton Riley. Braxton Riley last night was 2 for 5. He had a home run and also a stolen base after reaching on a fielder's choice. So Braxton Riley definitely has the ability to drive the ball, and with great speed, he'll dig in from the right side. Even stance. As the first pitch from Macedo comes in, swing and a miss from Riley. Fastball just blew it by him. As NBO moves the infield to double play depth with the shortstop and second baseman playing more towards second. As Riley watches a fastball catch the outside corner just below the waist for strike two. O2 count now. The delivery from Acedo misses high. 1-2. Riley hasn't swung since that first pitch that just blew past him as Moss takes his lead from first. The delivery is hit in the air but foul toward the seats on the third base side, just beyond the third base dugout. Count moves to 1-2 with one out. Riley waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Acedo delivers. Comes inside and hits Riley. She'll move Moss to second base. Riley now at first base. Came way inside on him, high and tight, and was not able to duck out of the way as it went off of his shoulder. That will bring Carlos Camarena to the plate, who has to take off his catcher's gear from his lower half, warming up on deck with out the chest protector, just the shin and knee guards. Now we'll dig in from the right side. Back-to-back right-handed hitters here for the Colt 45s. Now the infield playing back behind the runners, Riley not being held on at first. The second baseman, Sabaki, shaded a bit up the middle as Camarena watches a fastball catch the outside corner. Strike one. No one count. On Camarena. Slightly open stance. The delivery from Acedo. It's grounded right back to Acedo, who gloves it, throws the second for one, and then the relay to first in time for the 1-4-3 double play. 1-6-3 double play, rather, as it was Griffiths, the shortstop, covering second base. We're still in a 1-0 ball game with the Colt 45s ahead after two. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s Baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Fans, and welcome back. It's the top of the third inning. 1-0, the Colt 45s on top of NBO Sacramento. Back out for his third inning of work to start this ball game is the tall left-hand thrower, Reese Fairweather. He'll be facing off against Duncan Hansen, the third baseman. Digging in from the right side. As he shows bunt, pulls back just in time. to take fastball off the outside edge for ball one. As Fairweather delivers out of the windup, sees a bunt again. This one's popped up toward third base. Zanny charging in, calls off Fairweather, who made his way over toward the third base side to field it if necessary. But Zanny coming in to squeeze it for the out. So Hansen with a fly-out bunt to third baseman Brandon Zanny, making an excellent play, charging all the way in where he was a couple steps back of the bags over there at third. Now Austin Watkins will dig in, the designated hitter. He's batting ninth tonight. Fairweather delivers. Changeup misses up. Ball one. 1-0 count on Watkins. Deep in the box, an even stance. Fairweather delivers. Fastball on the inside corner. Strike one. One ball and one strike. Watkins taps the plate with his bat, now ready as Fairweather gets a sign. Winds up and delivers the 1-1. Waved at and fouled back over the screen. Just throwing the bat at it, was able to get a piece of it and give himself strike two. Couldn't quite square it up. He'll step out of the box, readjust himself now. Takes a couple swings and digs back in. Fairweather comes set. A 1-2 delivery. Her ball is waved at. It's going to be playable for Vila, who takes a couple steps back at second base and is able to squeeze it in shallow right field for out number two. So two straight flyouts here. We'll bring up the top of the order, Brett Griffiths, to the plate. He popped out to Vila his first time up, to lead off the game. Swinging at the first pitch there. See what he does here is Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. He sets up inside. The delivery from Fairweather. Changeup is tapped foul toward the on-deck circle on the third base side. No balls and one strike with two outs in the top of the third. Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. Winds up and delivers the 0-1. Curveball misses low and away. Move the count to one ball and one strike. Camarena relays the sign to Fairweather. Fairweather nods. The 1-1 delivery. Griffiths is swung on, grounded toward the shortstop, Moss, who fields and throws on over to first. A routine ground out. 1-2-3 goes MDO Sacramento. It's 1-0 after 2.5. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading. Goal 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Leading things off here in this bottom of the third will be Brandon Zanny, right-handed hitter, leading the Colt 45s in that walks category as the Sato comes set and delivers. Fastball. This is low for ball one. Zanny with his knees bent and even stands deep in the box. Watches the fastball, cuts the outside corner in at the knees to even the count at one ball and one strike. Zanny, as I said in the pregame show, has split his time at third base with McGuire, Smith, and Sutter Moss. My apologies, Sutter Moss over there at third base, but getting the start tonight after he pinch hit last night for Calderon and then moved on over to third base. The 2-1 delivery from Macedo is fouled back off the umpire. Zanny just got a piece of it. Count moves to 2-2 as the umpire is going to shake it off a little bit and regather himself. As Acedo will be working with a 2-2 count here. Out of the windup with nobody on, Zanny the 9-hitter. The 2-2 delivery from Acedo. Fastball is fouled off of Zanny's inside thigh. Count remains 2-2. Rafael on deck, who led off the game with a single, stole second base, and then after two groundouts was able to score the only run of this ball game. Sato gets a sign catcher, sets up outside the 2-2 delivery. Fastball swung on in the air. Playable for the shortstop, has popped up back behind second base. He camps under it and now squeezes it for out number one. So Zanny pops out, which last night he popped out in both of his at-bats. So looking to make an adjustment in his next at-bat, I would assume. Trying to get that timing down and really barrel the ball. They'll bring up the top of the order. Colby Rafael to the plate. As I said, he's 1-for-1 tonight. He came around to score after a stolen base. He shows bunt and pops it up, but into foul territory. Strike one. Came around to bunt, but ended up getting way underneath the pitch. So he readjusts his batting gloves. Now takes a little walk. Taps the plate, digs back in now from the right side. A wide stance, slightly open. Pitcher sets up on the inside. And it's Rafael watches one bounce into the mitt of catcher Morris for ball one. 1-1. Acedo delivers. Fastball. And there for strike two. 1-2 on Rafael. Acedo winds up and delivers the 1-2. Check swing. Doesn't matter on the appeal. Rafael's already walking back to the dugout as the umpire rings him up. Rafael strikes out looking. Two gone here in this bottom of the third for Dusty Vila, who grounded out his first time up. Dusty Vela digging in from the right side with an even stance. Digging in from the left side, rather. Takes the first pitch. Ball low. Counts 1-0. So he digs back in. After adjusting his batting gloves, Acedo delivers. Fastball misses outside for ball two. Good take there by Vela. Sato, glove at his hip, peers in at Morris. Now comes set, moves the glove to the belt, to a delivery. Check swing, called strike. For Bailey, who couldn't quite decide whether to swing or not, but called a strike nonetheless. Sato delivers the 2-1. Fastball is grounded to the first baseman, who gloves, pins it down in the grass. Covering first base is the catcher, Sato, who is not able to glove the throw from the first baseman. And Vila, legging it out, is able to get a nice infield single there on what could be classified as a throwing error from the first baseman, Jonas Dias. That will bring up Kyle Norton, the first baseman for the 45s, to the plate. Left-hand hitter, an even stance. And running is Vila, and the throw from Morris is in plenty of time to get him out at second, so no stolen base there for Vila as he's erased by Morris. That's out number three. It's 1-0. The 45's on top after three. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Back out there for his fourth inning of work is going to be Reese Fairweather. He'll be facing off against Bryce Sabaki, the second baseman tonight, as Fairweather concludes his warm-up tosses. To end things in that third inning, it was Dusty Vila getting thrown out, attempting to steal second base. So in the bottom of the fourth, it will be Kyle Norton working with a brand-new count as he was not able to even see a pitch. Or he was able to see one pitch, rather, in that at-bat. So Bryce Sabaki in his second at-bat tonight in this top of the fourth inning. He'll dig in now from the right side. As it's a little bit of jawing coming from the bleachers. Not quite sure what's happening, but some lively conversation being thrown toward the umpires. As Fairweather looking like he just wants to start throwing already and begin this top of the fourth inning. So digging in for NBO, the right-handed hitter, Sabaki, who singled and then made it to second base on a sacrifice fly, but he was sacrifice bunt, rather, was stranded there to end the inning in that top of the first. He'll step in the box now as the home plate umpire is now ready to call balls and strikes. He throws his mask on. Fairweather up on top of the hill. Here's Nick Comrade to the catcher. And winds up to deliver you the first pitch of this top fourth inning. There's a fastball way back by Sabaki for strike one. Sabaki not able to catch up to it. Fairweather blows it by him. Fairweather comes set now. The 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball. Grounded foul right into the third base dugout for strike two. On deck for NBO is Nick Golden. He'll come up next as Fairweather gets a sign, and the 0-2 delivery is popped up back over the screen to keep the count at no balls and two strikes. As that one bounces off a car in the parking lot. Sabaki digs back in. As Fairweather gets a sign, now delivers. Curveball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Mr. Sabaki, would you like to buy anything? He says, no thanks. I'm just looking. That's out number one. As Fairweather gets his third strikeout of the night. A backward K there as he got him looking. Nick Golden will step into the box now. A right-hand hitter. My apologies, looks to be a pinch hitter. Number six, Tyson Bartlett. In this top of the fourth inning with one out. So, Sabaki getting pinch hit for. It will be Bartlett. Right-hand hitter, wide open stance, fouls one off the plate for strike one. He's got his socks up high, as he takes a couple practice swings from that right-hand batter's box. Now readies and digs in, adjusts his helmet as Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. Camarena sets up inside, and the pitch from Fairweather, a curveball, waved at over a leaping Kyle Norton is into shallow right field, trying for two as the throw from Mizuta is going to be cut off. My apologies, over the cutoff man, and will not be in time as diving into second base is Nick Golden on that double. It was laced over the head of Kyle Norton, who tried to climb the ladder to get to it, but it was over his glove and then went into foul territory where Keanu Mizuta had to field it and throw into second base, which was a perfect throw, but beating the tag was Nick Golden. My apologies. Bartlett, who came in to pinch hit for Nick Golden. And that will bring Henry Palmer to the plate as he taps one foul on the third base side. A little bit of a rare feat there as a pinch hitter came on in the fourth inning, which is not normal. Pitching from the stretch is Fairweather. Glove at his hip, now comes set. Checks Bartlett back at second. And the 0-1 delivery. Curveball misses just a bit outside. It was at the waist, but just a bit off the plate. The count evens now to 1-1. Fairweather comes set. Checks Bartlett back at second, who's dancing off the bag. The 1-1 delivery is a curveball. In at the knees on the inside corner. Strike two. 1-2. Infield playing back at normal depth with Vila holding the runner on at second. 1-2 delivery from Fairweather is a breaking pitch fouled back over the screen and into the parking lot. Count holds it. 1-2. As Palmer steps back in, wide open stance. Right-hand box is Camarena sets up high and in. But 1-2 delivery is swung on and missed for out number two and strikeout number four for Reese Fairweather tonight. And Fairweather, his season high in that sixth-inning outing against Athletic Edge, he struck out five. That's his season-high strikeout. So already at four tonight as he comes set now against Brad Morris. The backstop for NBO. The delivery from Fairweather is a breaking ball. Swung on and missed for strike one. Morris trying to catch that break from the curveball, but wasn't quite able to get the bat on it or get a piece of it. It's Fairweather peering in now. Comes set. Checks Bartlett back at second. The 0-1 delivery to Morris. In the dirt. Blocked by Camarena. Running to third. The throw from Camarena is in plenty of time as Zandy puts the tag on him. A race on the play is Bartlett as he was already hard charging toward the bag at third. It's 1-0. We're halfway through our ball game now and we're headed to the bottom of the fourth. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing, 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Reading, California. Taking over the duties at second base for NBO Sacramento is going to be Tyce Bartlett after Nick Golden was ejected, my apologies, in left field, as Nick Golden looks to be ejected, number 9. And then Tyce Bartlett doubled and was thrown out to end the inning. For the Colt 45s, leading things off is going to be the three-hitter, Kyle Norton.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
He grounded out his first time up, as all that hubbub over on the first base side last half inning was actually a ejection after a while, which is why there was so much jawing between umpires and the crowd, as NBO Sacramento's Nick Golden was ejected. And Norton takes a fastball on the inside corner of the knees for strike one. So something we have not seen, I don't think at all, in this 2024 summer season. As Norton swings on this one, it's popped up on the infield. Second baseman Sabaki is going to be called off by the shortstop, Britt Griffiths, who squeezes that one for out number one. So pop out to the shortstop. Norton is retired. That will bring up McGuire Smith, the designated hitter tonight, batting in the cleanup position, a left-hand hitter. So it was an ejection, not sure why, but something that we have not seen at all in this Colt 45 season. And strike one is taken on the inside corner by Smith. Now Acedo comes set and delivers this one, swung on in the air towards right field to the track. Should be playable, but it is over his head and off the wall around first, hitting second base. Now on his way to third is Smith, and into third with a stand-up triple off the wall is the cleanup hitter, McGuire Smith. That will bring up Keanu Mizuta now, after McGuire Smith misses a home run by about as close as you possibly can. Looked like it went off the top of the wall, and the walls out there at Tiger Field are all even, but there is those pillars that stick up about 6 inches every about 8 feet or so, and it went off one of those. So Sato delivers down to Mizuta, who hits one in the air toward left field. Left fielder making his way over toward the line is not going to get to it, is out of play. Mizuta, just a bit late on it, slices it foul. Strike one. There's one out here in this bottom of the fourth inning. NBO Sacramento not playing the infield end. They're back in normal depth. This one's grounded to the first baseman, who will field and take it to the back himself. And coming in to score is McGuire Smith, as that ball was absolutely smoked down the line, but right to the first baseman, Jonas Dias, who did a nice job of moving to his left toward the line to field it. He grounds out. That'll bring up Sutter Moss, the play he walked and reached second base the last time up. Left-hand hitter, wide open stance, takes a fastball off the plate for ball one. That ball by Mizuta was pounded into the grass and went up the line, but the first baseman able to do an excellent job to field it and take it to the bag himself, as Mizuta watches another pitch off the plate for ball two. Acedo will step off, now peer in at Morris, who gives him the sign and sets up and in. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball in at the knees on the outside corner, on the inside corner, rather, to move the count to 2-1. Acedo comes out and delivers. This one's grounded up the middle past the pitcher. Second baseman diving to the right of second base. Makes the throw to first base. It's not going to be in time. Moss legs that one out for an infield single. That ball was just to the right, to the first base side of the pitcher Acedo. Went right through and was up the middle. And the second baseman, Sabaki, moving to his right toward second base, back of the bag, dove for it, then threw from his knee, but not in time, to the first baseman, as Dice was not able to stretch to receive the throw enough to quite get the speedy Sutter Moss, as Riley, right-hand hitter, takes a ball off the plate outside for ball one. 1-0 count as Acedo, out of the stretch, delivers a fastball upstairs for ball two. Riley was hit by a pitch his last time up and was erased on a double play to end the inning. That was in the second. As a 2-0 delivery from Macedo, it's going to catch the inside corner in at the knees. Strike one. Two balls and one strike. Riley, with that even stance, taps the plate with his bat. Macedo comes set and delivers a 2-1. That's going to be a fastball inside for ball three. Three balls and one strike. A hitter's count here with two outs. It's 2-0. The Colt 45's on top. Macedo delivers a 3-1. Fastball misses up and in. And Riley works a walk. He's reached base twice tonight. That will bring Carlos Camarena to the plate. Tonight's backstop. He hit into a 1-6-3 double play his last time up. Grounded it up the middle. And was the pitcher, Acedo, fielding it before throwing to the shortstop Griffiths, covering the bag at second base before it was relayed onto first baseman Dias to get Indio Sacramento out of the jam. As the two-out delivery from Acedo comes in, it's going to be a fastball into the knees. Right down the middle for strike one. Right-handed hitter Carlos Camarena. Open stance, deep in the box. As Acedo checks the runner at second, now delivers the 0-1. This one's grounded up the third baseline, but into foul territory. It's going to be wide of the bag, which moves the count to no balls and two strikes. As the runners trot back to their respective bases, the infield playing behind the runners, not holding them on. Shadows here at Tiger Field have now covered most of the field. As the pitch comes in from Macedo, but umpire is not ready, so it is not going to count. Now the umpire readies and gives Acedo the signal that he's good to go. The 0-2 delivery with two out. Runners take their leads from first and second. That's Riley at first and Moss at second. Fastball way up and in for ball one as Camarena almost took that one off the chin. A little chin music there. One ball and two strikes with two out. Acedo glove at his hip. Now comes set. Checks Moss back at second. The 1-2 delivery with two outs. The fastball popped up on the infield. First baseman making his way in just to the first base side of the mound. Will squeeze it for out number three. So the Colt 45s, strand two, they scored once. It's 2-0 after four. We're headed to the top of the fifth. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. The proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 245-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's 2-0 after four. It's the top of the fifth. Reese Fairweather back out on the hill. He'll get his warm-up tosses in as Alex Jones was receiving them as Carlos Camarena had to throw the gear back on after he was retired on a pop-up to end the inning for the Colt 45s in the bottom half of the fourth. Leading things off will be Brad Morris, NBO's catcher tonight, right-handed hitter. Wide open stance on the right side as Fairweather out of the windup delivers. Breaking ball bounces it in front of the plate and squirts away from Camarena for ball one. A 1-0 count. It's Fairweather peering in. A 1-0 delivery. Changeup swung on and missed for strike one. Morris did not quite have the timing there as he was early on it. Let's count even at 1-1. Fairweather delivers. Breaking ball on the outside corner just below the waist for strike two. Great pitch there from Fairweather. That breaking ball has worked very well for him tonight. It's been his strike pitch whenever he needed one. The 1-2 delivery curveball is waved at strike number three, number five rather. Strikeout number five and strike number three for Fairweather to give the Colt 45s one out here in this top of the fifth inning. That ties Fairweather's season high as his two starts ago. He went six innings and struck out five. As he delivers now to Jonas Dias, who makes a huge cut and a miss for strike one. Not able to catch up to the fastball. Great heater there from Fairweather. Fairweather gets the sign and winds up the 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball, misses low and in. One ball and one strike. As Dias waves the wood back and forth, now readies. Open stance on the right side, very wide, rocking the striped socks as Fairweather delivers a breaking ball that's fouled off. Just got a piece of it for strike two. One ball and two strikes. As Dias steps out now, steps back in the box, waves the wood back and forth. Fairweather delivers a 1-2 pitch. The curveball fouled back over the screen toward the parking lot and misses a car. Thankfully, actually goes off a car. I take that back, but no damage reported. Count remains one ball and two strikes as Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball. Gets him swinging off the outside edge for out number two. That's strikeout number six for Reese Fairweather as Dias strikes out swinging. They'll bring up the center fielder, David Henry, who will step in to that right-hand batter's box with an even stance as Fairweather delivers out of the windup. Breaking ball in at the knees. A fantastic pitch for Fairweather. Dropped it in the inner half and lower part of the zone. As he comes set, delivers the 0-1. Camarena sets up low and outside. Curveball is waved at, popped up way out of play on the left side. Count goes to no balls and two strikes now. Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. The pitch from Fairweather. Fastball misses wide. One ball and two strikes. Fairweather gets the ball back. Now comes set. The 1-2 delivery with two outs. Curveball is grounded. Past third base and foul. Count remains one ball and two strikes. As Henry has now fought off two pitches. Fairweather looking to retire the side in this 2-0 ball game. The 1-2 with two out from Fairweather. Fastballs fouled back over the screen on the first base side. Count remains one ball and two strikes. Henry doing a great job of battling here. Fairweather sets to deliver this sixth pitch of the at-bat. Bounces it, can't quite get a swing from Henry as he checks swing with the appeal to first is no. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. Camarena put the tag on Henry anyway, but didn't matter as it was called a ball. Fairweather out of the windup, the 2-2 delivery. Curveball in the dirt, swung on and missed. The throwdown from Camarena will be in time. And Reese Fairweather strikes out the side. He's got 7 Ks on the night. We're headed to the bottom of the fifth. It's 2-0 after 4.5, rather. Tonight's game is sponsored by Northern Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Redding's Colt 45's Baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Reese Fairweather struck out the side in the top of the fifth inning to retire the side. It's now the bottom half of the fifth inning as we're now over halfway through our ball game here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Brandon Zanning, his second at-bat of the night. He popped out his first time up as he watches a ball miss low to make the count, one ball and no strikes. As Acedo delivers a fastball off the outside edge for ball two. Acedo now out of the lineup delivers a 2-0. This one's cranked down the left of the line in fair turn. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Zanning around first. Now will fly into second with a double down the left field line to lead things off here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Zanny got a hold of that one and pulled it down the line. Excellent hit there from Zanny. Now it'll be the top of the order. Colby Rafael coming to the plate as there is some activity up in the NBO bullpen. Sato delivers. Fastball, this one's grounded toward the shortstop. Zanny will advance to third. The throw to third is going to be in time to get the lead runner. Zanny's tagged out on the play, but Rafael will reach first on the fielder's choice. A little bit of a different strategy there from NBO Sacramento, making the throw over to third to get the runner, as Rafael now will be on first base. And we've seen already tonight speed on the base path from Colby Rafael, as he'll get his sliding glove on and take 4 or 5 steps off the bag at first base as a breaking ball misses high and in for ball one on Dusty Vila, who is 1-for-2 tonight. Left-hand hitter. The 1-0 delivery from Acedo misses high and outside. Coming out of the crouch as a catcher, but the fail will get back to first base in time, not wanting to draw a back pick. Count 2 balls and no strikes. Acedo delivers out of the stretch. And this is low and away. Ball 3. 3 balls and no strikes. Rafael probably has the green light here. 3 balls and no strikes should heal a walk. Pitch from Acedo. Fastball. It's going to miss high. So a 4-pitch walk issued to Dusty Vila. That's a free. We'll bring up Kyle Norton to the plate. Norton, his last time up, popped out. Before that, he grounded out to the second baseman. He'll step in from the left side. As he's looking to extend the Colt 45's 2-run lead. As Rafael takes off from second base, he's going to slide into third on the throw from Morris, which will not be in time. Rafael has a stolen base. His second of the evening. Remaining at first is Dusty Vela. Runners at the corners now as NBO looks to turn a double play and get out of the jam. As Norton waves at this pitch. It's hit in the air towards the right fielder who gets behind it now, charging in. He's going to make the throw to the cutoff man. He's going to go all the way through to the plate. But coming in to score, standing up, is Kobe Rafael as that throw went past the cutoff man. So a sacrifice fly scores a run as Norton flies out to right fielder Henry Palmer. We'll bring the designated hitter and the cleanup batter tonight for the Colt 45s to the plate, McGuire Smith. He walked and came around his last time up, taking his lead from first is Vila as Smith takes outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. 3-0. This one's popped up over the screen. Strike one. It's a 3-0 ball game here. The Colt 45 is getting some offense on the board. As Acedo now working with two outs. From the stretch, as Vila takes his lead from first, a 1-1 delivery. Fastball misses up and away. Just off the plate. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. The delivery from Acedo is hit in the air towards left field. Fair or foul, it's going to land fair, and it's going to go into the corner. Around third to score is Vila, and in the second with a stand-up double is the cleanup hitter, McGuire Smith. It's now 4-0, as coming all the way around from first base was Dusty Vila, really showing off that speed. So Vila, after working that walk, has come around to score. It's now 4-0, Colt 45s. We'll bring up Keanu Mizuta to the plate, tonight's right fielder. Left-hand hitter, taking his lead from second is Smith. He's a fastball, misses up and away for ball one. This will likely be either the last batter or the last inning for Acedo. He delivers the 1-0. Fastball is called a strike, in at the knees. Looked to be a little bit low, but in at the knees. 1-1 count on the left hand hitting Mizuta. The 1-1 delivery as he checks the runner back at second from Acedo. Fastball grounded toward the first baseman who plays it on a hop, gloves, and throws on over to first. High! Acedo not able to get a glove on it. Coming around from third to score is Smith, and suddenly up at second base is Keanu Mizuta as he reaches base on that E3. It's now 5-0 as Smith came around to score. Still with two outs here. We'll bring Sutter Moss to the plate, playing shortstop tonight, as now NBO has two arms up in the pen. As Moss takes ball off the plate for ball one. A 1-0 count. Acedo checks back at second. Now delivers a 1-0. Fastball misses low. Ball two. Acedo losing a bit of command here in this bottom of the fifth. As the night has gone on, he goes back behind the mound, gets some rosin, now climbs back up the hill, gets his sign, comes set, checks the runner back at second. Whirl and throws back to second base, wide of the bag, into center field, advancing to third is Mizuta. And now another run is just 90 feet away at third base. This count is still 2-0. Sato had come set and then whirled around to throw the ball back to second base for a pickoff attempt, and it went wide of the bag and into center field. Sato delivered a fastball on the inside corner. Strike one to Moss. And Mizuta able to advance to third after the throwing error. Sato comes set, the 2-1 delivery. Fastball, check swing, no appeal. It's ball three. Three balls and one strike. Moss calls the time and steps out. He's going to readjust his batting gloves and regather himself. As Acedo climbs back on the hill and set to deliver the 3-1 pitch. Fastball just off the plate for ball four. Another walk issued. We'll bring up Braxton Riley. That is the second walk of the inning. The Colt 45s have worked, and now making his way up to the mound is the manager of NBO. And we will get a pitching change here, as making his way in from the bullpen is the relief pitcher. My apologies. A ball just became loose out there. Not sure if we'll get a pitching change or if they're just going to talk things over here. As Braxton Riley comes to the plate, there's runners at first and third now after Mizuda advanced to third on the throwing error, the pickoff attempt that went into center field, and the walk to Sutter Moss. So runners at the corners as they're still talking things over to figure out what they want to do. With two outs here, it's 5-0. The Colt 45 is on top. As Acedo climbs back up on the hill as the infield makes their way back to their respective positions. As Braxton Riley digs in from the right-hand batter's box. Taps the plate with his bat. Waves his bat back and forth. Now ready. He's out of the stretch. The delivery from Acedo. Back pick to first is not going to be in time. Just a bit late. Diving back to the bag was Moss. Just barely in time. As the throw from Morris was coming in hot. Acedo delivers the 1-0. Fastball misses low and away. Ball two. Braxton Riley working the count. He's been hit by a pitch and walked tonight. Slightly open stance, the 2-0 delivery from Acedo is waved at, goes back to the screen, and advancing to second is Moss, but holding at third is Mizuda. So Acedo still trying to get out of the inning. Now a 2-1 count. As Riley swung and missed at that, Acedo was ready to cover home plate should Mizuda try and score. But the 2-1 delivery from Acedo suggests a runner back at second. Could be a fastball and at the knees.
All right, let's go, six.
Great pitch there to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riley readies now from the right-handed batter's box. Acedo comes set. Glove the belt, the 2-2 delivery. Fastball hit in the air, but out of play on the third base side. And we're going to do it again. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs and 2 runners in scoring position. That's Moss at second and Mizuda at third. The Colt 45 is looking to tack on more as they scored 3 in this bottom of the fifth. The 2-2 delivery with 2 out from Acedo. It's a fastball swing and a miss. Got Riley to chase up high. That's out number 3. The sides are tired. The Colt 45s score 3, but they leave 2. It's 5-0 after 5. We're to the top of the 6th. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. The sun has started to go down, and it started to cool off, but the Colt 45's offense has just heated up as they put up three in the bottom of the fifth. The top of the sixth now, Reese Fairweather back out on the mound looking to tie his season high of innings of work as nobody is up in the bullpen for the Colt 45's. Fairweather has seven strikeouts on the evening as he concludes his warm-up tosses. And he will face off against Duncan Hansen, the right-hand hitting third baseman for NBO Sacramento. Hansen rocking the stirrups. He flew out his last time up. He's 0 for 1 tonight. He hit that bunt that was popped up to Brandon Zanny over there at third. As Fairweather out of the windup delivers a breaking ball in at the knees on the outside corner for strike one. Hansen a closed stance, knees barely bent. Camarena sets up outside. Curveball misses low and away from Fairweather. One ball and one strike. Fairweather out of Australia is playing at Feather River Junior College. The 6'4 southpaw delivers a 1-1. Breaking ball misses way outside. So move the count to two balls and one strike. The lengthy left-hander whose windup very deceptive as he rears back and keeps that ball hidden well. The 2-1 delivery. Breaking ball swung on grounded for third baseman Zanny moving toward the second base side. Delivers a strike on over to first base. Reaching up for it was the first baseman Norton. And a 5-3 putout retires Duncan Hansen to bring up Austin Watkins, the designated hitter for NBO. Zanny moving toward the shortstop side, moving to his left, was able to glove it and make a strong throw on over to first, and Kyle Norton reaching a bit above his head was able to squeeze it for the out as Austin Watkins takes a fastball off the outside edge for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Watkins an even stance. The delivery from Fairweather is a curveball. Misses low. Ball two. 2-0 count now. Fairweather gets a sign and delivers out of the windup with one out. Fastball misses low again as that one was in the dirt. 3-0 count. Fairweather has not issued a walk tonight. This would be his first. It's the 3-0 delivery to Watkins. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees for strike one. Three balls and one strike now. As Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. Winds up and delivers fastballs. Pops back over the screen toward the parking lot. And will just miss a car. Count now fills at three balls and two strikes as Watkins steps out of the box and takes a couple of practice swings as he's not quite getting his timing down. Fairweather gets a sign, winds up the payoff pitch. Curveball is fouled back to the screen, just got a piece of it. Watkins way ahead on it, able to keep the bat in the zone and fight it off. Back-to-back foul balls here from Watkins. Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. Camarena Well, set up, low and away. Pitch from Fairweather's a curveball. Freezes Watkins, who's visibly frustrated. Fairweather gets him looking. Mr. Watkins not looking to buy anything. He's just looking. That'll bring up the top of the order after the 8 strikeout from Fairweather, which now 2 above his season high. He faces the top of the order in Brett Griffiths, the right-hand hitter. Fairweather winds up and delivers. This one's hit in the air down the left field line and fair into the corner over the field. It is Riley around first and into second with a stand-up double. After Riley was able to dig it out, is Brett Griffiths. So after six straight batters were retired by Fairweather, the seventh reaches on a double. Fairweather has given up 6 doubles on the season, and tonight he's allowed 2 more. So a little bit of a weird thing there. Of his 12 hits allowed on the season, he's given up 2 doubles as he delivers a fastball, gets a swing and a miss from Sabaki, who waved at that one. And missed it. Fairweather from the stretch with the runner on second. The 0-1 delivery as Griffiths takes his lead from second base. A changeup on the inside corner for strike 2. Sabaki, right-hand hitter, steps out of the box, now digs back in. Peering in is Fairweather. Now comes set. Checks Griffiths back at second. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball is grounded towards the end of third base to new gloves and throws on over to first base in time to retire the side. NBO gets a double, but they strand him over at second base. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth. It's 5-0. The Colt 45 is on top of NBO Sacramento. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading. Colt 45's baseball, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading. Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Checkerfield in Redding, California. A new pitcher will come on in relief of Daniel Sato. Sato went 5, giving up 6 hits and 5 runs. He walked 4 and struck out 1. The Colt 45 is able to put some offense on the board. For NBO, it'll be a new pitcher, number 24. Looks to be Brock Schreed. We will double check that for all you listeners out there. But leading off this inning for the Colt 45s will be Carlos Camarena. He'll dig in from the right side. He is 0 for 2 tonight. He did into a double play and pops out as he takes a strike on the outside corner. Make the count, no balls and 1 strike. As The delivery from Shreed. It's a curveball, misses low. Bounced it, blocked by the catcher Morris. Move the count to one ball and one strike. Camarena, wide open stance on the right side. 1-1 delivery. Fastball misses away. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. With no outs. The delivery. Curveball hit in the air towards center fielder. Right at him. Should be playable. He'll squeeze it for out number one of the inning. It was David Henry making his way in a couple of steps and squeezes that line out for out number one as Carlos Camarena hit it on the screws, but right at the center fielder, Henry. We'll bring up Brandon Zanny, who led off last inning and started the rally for the Colt 45s. He'll dig in from the right side as he watches a changeup float in there and at the knees for strike one in this 5-0 ball game. The Shreed comes set and out of the windup delivers. Misses low. The ball one. One ball and one strike on Zanny. Right-handed hitter. Shreed delivers a 1-1 pitch. Curveball on the inside corner. One ball and two strikes on Zanny. Zanny is 1-for-2 tonight with that double. The 1-2 delivery from Shreed. Curveball on the inside corner gets Zanny looking. A great breaking ball there from Shreed for out number two. We'll bring up the top of the order in Colby Raphael. Raphael is 1-for-2 tonight, reaching on fielder's choice, then stole third after getting to second base. He's going to take a fastball low and in for ball one. Vila is on deck. The 1-0 delivery is grounded foul right toward the Colt 45 dugout on the third base side. One ball and one strike. As Raphael digs back in now. Shreed comes set and delivers this one. Hit in the air toward right field. Right fielder making his way over toward the line. A few feet in front of the track will squeeze it on the run for out number three. So the Colt 45s go 1-2-3. It's 5-0 after six. We're headed to the top of the seventh. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It is 5-0 in this top of the seventh. The Colt 45s on top of NBO Sacramento. Reese Fairweather will be out to pitch the seventh inning, facing off against the left fielder, number six, Bartlett, who came on after Nick Golden was ejected. He takes a high fastball, swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 count now on Bartlett. Fairweather on in his seventh inning of work. Now throws a breaking pitch, gets a swing and a miss yet again from Tyce Bartlett as the count moves to no balls and two strikes. Fairweather all night has been rather efficient, working quick and getting quick outs as the Colt 45s now have some activity up in the pen. The 0-2 delivery from Fairweather. It's a curveball swing and a miss. Fairweather gets his ninth strikeout of the night. Bartlett is down a swinging for out number one. I'll bring up Henry Palmer to the plate. He'll dig in now from that right side. Up in the pin is number 34, Trey Bennett, the Colt 45s. The curveball is hit in the air toward left field, giving chase is Riley, but he is not going to get it as that one is over the fence. Reese Fairweather surrenders his first run of the ball game as Henry Palmer, after striking out twice tonight, now hits that one out and will score the first run of the ball game for NBO Sacramento. So it is now 5-2-1. As Reese Fairweather gives up his first run of the ball game and only his fourth hit allowed tonight. And as I said, Henry Palmer had struck out twice. And I'll bring up Brad Morris, who homered twice last night. He struck out twice tonight. Fairweather, out of the windup, delivers. Camarena sets up inside. A fastball is smacked. Foul back to screen. Back toward the screen, rather. For strike one. No balls and one strike on the catcher, Brad Morris. Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. The 0-1 delivery from Fairweather. It's a curveball, waved at again, but just got a piece of it, and it's fouled back to the screen. No balls and two strikes. As the clouds around Tiger Field here from beautiful Redding, California, here in beautiful North State, the clouds have started to turn a pinkish-blue color in what has become a cool summer night. Fairweather, the 0-2 pitch. Curveball, just got a piece of it again. Fouled back to the screen. Count remains no balls and two strikes as Morris fights that one off. As the lights are on at Tiger Field, but darkness has not yet come. With one out, the 0-2 delivery from Fairweather. It's waved at in the dirt, blocked by Camarena. He'll throw down to first base. That is the 10th strikeout for Fairweather on this Saturday night edition of some summer baseball. Fairweather retiring Morris will bring up Jonas Dias, the first baseman. Right-handed hitter. He is 0-for-2 tonight. He's flown out and struck out. Still warming up in the pen is Trey Bennett. Fairweather delivers. Curveball is grounded towards second baseman Vila, who moves toward that first base side. Gloves and fields. Throws on over to first for the out. So NBO scores one. It's 5-1. We're headed to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch here, and we'll keep it here for tonight's rendition of God Bless America. A recorded version tonight, but high quality nonetheless.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be a 1-2 count on Dusty Vila as he waves at this one and grounds it toward the second base side of the first baseman, who's going to glove it and throw it on over to first. High of the pitcher, who collides with Vila, busting it down the line, and they're going to collide, but Vila will catch the pitcher, Shreed, keep him from falling. So an infield single after Shreed was unable to glove it, and they both ran beyond first base. Vila doing a great job of holding on to the catcher, or the pitcher rather, Shreed, so he would not stumble and fall. It will now be Kyle Norton digging in. Kyle Norton's 0 for 2 tonight with a sacrifice fly as he takes a ball way off the plate for ball one. Vila taking his lead from first. Gets his sliding glove on now. Two or three steps off the bag. Curveball comes in, bounces from the plate, blocked by the catcher, who couldn't find it at first, but then was able to find it, and getting back to first base was Vila. Two balls and no strikes on Norton, the first baseman tonight. He waves the bat back and forth in that left-hand batter's box. The right-hand pitcher, Shree, delivers. Curveball waved at, grounded up the middle toward the second baseman, flips to shortstop Griffiths on second base for one. And on to first, it will not be in time as Norton beats the throw. A race on the fielder's choice is Dusty Vila. That will bring McGuire Smith to the plate, the DH tonight, who is 1 for 3 with a walk. He's came around to score both of his last two at-bats. He'll dig in from that left side as he watches a curveball float in inside corner for strike one. No balls and one strike now. So he waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Taking off from first is Smith, and taking second base easily as he was nearly skipping and was halfway to the base before NBO realized he was going to make it there, but pitch comes in for a strike. 0-2 count now. Runner at second as Norton was able to advance to second, rather. Smith, in an 0-2 hole, catcher sets up on the outside. Curveball comes way inside. The ball one, dodging it was Norton, leaning back in that box. He's able to turn away from it. One ball and two strikes. Shreed comes set, checks Norton back at second. Steps off now as dancing back and forth off the bag was Norton. He'll make his way back to second as the pitcher steps off. Now Smith will dig back in, and climbing back up on the hill is Shreed. Now he gets a sign, comes set, looking Norton back at second, the 1-2 delivery. It's a fastball, way off the plate, blocked by the catcher as he draws a swing and a miss. The throw down to first will be wide of the bag at first, and then advancing to third on the play is Norton. So the catcher lost it as Morris couldn't find it as it was back in behind home plate, picked it up, then took his time throwing on down to first, and it wasn't in time, so reaching first base on that, what would have been a strikeout, was McGuire Smith. And now there's runners at the corners. A double play is in order for NBO as they turn the infield to double play depth, looking to turn a double play and get out of the inning. It's going to be Keanu Mizuda, who is 0-for-2 tonight. He reached on the error. So he takes a strike in at the knees. Move the count to no balls and one strike. With one out here, Shreed checks the runner back at first. Now comes set and delivers. Breaking pitch, blocked by the catcher. One ball and one strike. As Mizuda steps back in the box. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball misses up and away. Ball two. NBO getting some activity up in the pen. As Shreed comes set, the 2-1 delivery is a breaking ball, and at the knees on the inside corner for strike two. A lot of pitches on the inner half here as they want Mizuda to ground out to allow NBO to turn a double play. The 2-2 delivery, fastball grounded toward the shortstop, moving in the hole. Backhands, throws to first on the run, off balance, is going to be wide of first base, and down the first baseline, the first baseman coming off the bag to field it. The run will score. It's now 6-1 as the Colt 45s have gotten a run back after that home run allowed by Fairweather. Moving up to second base is McGuire Smith after Mizuda gets that infield single. An excellent effort there by Brett Griffiths, who fielded the ball on the backhand in the sixth hole, back to the third base side of where he plays, and then had to make the throw on the run over to first, but it was not in time, nor was it on the bag. The strike comes in, and the 0-1 delivery is a curveball swung on, hit in the air toward right field. It's going to land in front of the right fielder. Around third is Smith, who is now caught in a pickle between third and home as the throw came in to home. He's caught in a pickle and will be tagged out by the catcher, but advancing to second and third is Mizuda and Moss. So Moss singles and then reaches second base on the throw in, but erased on the play is McGuire Smith as he was thrown out after he was waved around third by the third base coach, but not able to make it in time. The throw came into the catcher Morris when he was about 60 feet down the line and had to make his way back to third. So two gone here. Runners at second and third. The 45s have put up one on the board in this inning. And it'll be Braxton Riley digging in, who is 0-for-3 tonight, but reached base on a hit-by-pitch and a walk. 0-for-2 tonight, rather, with a hit-by-pitch. So he takes a strike in at the knees. The 0-1 delivery. It's a curveball swing and a miss. Strike two. As Shreed readies. And the 0-2 with two outs, runners on second and third, they take their leads. pitch as a curveball hit in the air down the left field line. It's going to land fair. One run to score around third. The score is Moss as Braxton Riley is in the second with a stand-up double. And now the Colt 45s are on top by a score of 8-1 as they've put up three runs here in this bottom of the seventh inning. That will bring Carlos Camarena to the plate. And folks, you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. I'm Jacob Green bringing to you this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball, where the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field. It's great to have you with us. It's going to be Carlos Camarena digging in to face off Street as Riley takes his lead from second, and a changeup misses upstairs and inside for ball one. Reed. Now comes set, the 1-0 delivery to Camarena as a curveball swung on and fouled just wide of the bag as Riley thought it was fair, was waved on by the third base coach. Rounds third looked like he hurt his ankle of some sort and kind of hobbled a bit. Then he's now going to trot back to second base. It looks to be okay. It looks like he might have just tweaked his ankle, but that ball landing about 6 inches in foul territory back behind third base in left field. Didn't quite raise up some shock. So count moves to one ball and one strike. Camarena just pulled the ball a little bit too much as Shreed now comes set and delivers the 1-1 with two outs. Curveball misses high for ball two. Camarena is 0-for-3 tonight. He is grounded into a double play, popped out, and lined out. As Shreed, out of the stretch, delivers a 2-1 hit in the air towards left center. Center fielder is not going to get it. That one's off the scoreboard. Dele un beso. That ball is gone. It's 10-1 as Carlos Camarena decides to get his first hit of the evening in some powerful fashion. That will score Riley from second, and it's now a 10-1 ball game. As the Colt 45s have put up five here in this bottom of the seventh, that will bring Brandon Zanny to the plate. He is 1-for-3 tonight. As there's a little bit of confusion out there on the field as the bat boy was doing her due diligence, getting balls to the umpire, but the pitcher Shreed had come set and they waved him off real quick as to get some new balls to the umpire. As Zanny will step back in now. Wave the wood back and forth. The two out delivery from Shreed. Curveball on the inside corner at the knees for strike one. Zanny with a tough take there. Rafael is on deck. He would be the ninth batter of the inning. The 0-1 delivery from Shreed. It's a fastball, misses low. One ball and one strike on Zanny. Shreed winds up. The 1-1 delivery is grounded toward the third baseman who smothers it and throws on over to first high, but first baseman comes off the bag and puts the tag on Zanny for the out. A great play there by the first baseman, Jonas Dias. It is now 10-1 after seven. We're headed to the top of the eighth. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's Baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. favorite.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Redding, California, Tiger Field, as a new pitcher has come on in relief. It's going to be the southpaw, number 34, Trey Bennett, on in relief of Reese Fairweather, the 6'4 left-hander, relieving the 6'4 left-hander for Fairweather. He allowed a total of 4 hits in 7 innings, 1 run. One of those was earned. He struck out 10 and did not walk a batter. So a fantastic outing from Reese Fairweather, which is his season high, 7 innings and 10 strikeouts. As the Colt 45s begin this top of the 8th inning, as a throwdown from Camarena makes its way back to Zanny. We'll give it to Bennett on in his first inning of work. Leading things off for NBO will be the center fielder, David Henry, who is 0-for-2 tonight. He has flown out and grounded out. My apologies. He has lined out and struck out, as Bennett, out of the windup, delivers a fastball up and away for ball one. The 1-0 delivery from Bennett. Fastball in on the hands is fouled back over the screen and into the crowd. To move the count to 1 ball and 1 strike. On the center fielder, Bennett, glove at his belt, gets a sign from Comrade, who sets up inside. Fastball, misses low. 2 balls and 1 strike. With no one gone here, it's 10-1. The Colt 45 is on top. 2-1 delivery from Bennett. The fastball swung on, and leaping at shortstop is Moss, who's unable to get a handle on it. It kicks off the heel of his glove, and safe at first base will be David Henry. So the leadoff man is aboard on that E6. It was about a foot or two above Sutter Moss's head, but jumping for it, kicked off the heel of his glove. He wasn't able to stick it. That will bring Duncan Hansen, the third baseman, to the plate. Hansen has flown out and grounded out tonight. The Colt 45s move the infield to double play depth. Bennett out of the stretch comes set and delivers a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. No balls and 1 strike. Out of the stretch, Bennett checks the runner back at first. That's Henry. And delivers the 0-1. Breaking ball, misses low. 1 ball and 1 strike. Bennett working with a 1-1 count now, as taking his lead from first is Henry. And delivers, it's gone up the middle, right back to Bennett, who throws to second, wide of the bag, it's into center field, around second is Henry, and Rafael will just hold on to it and toss it back in, not make a throw down to third base on that fielder's choice E1. That advances David Henry to third, and safe at first is Duncan Hansen. I'll bring up Austin Watkins for Trey Bennett. He has got a 3.68 ERA and 14 and two-thirds innings of work. He's appeared in 3 games and started 1. As he comes set, out of the stretch, glove at his belt, at his hip rather, now comes set, checks Hansen back at first. fastball comes in on the pinch hitter for Austin Watkins. Carter Jones takes the fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Bennett comes set. The 0-1 delivery to Jones. Right-handed hitter. Fastball misses away for ball one. One-one count. Bennett peering in at Camarena. He sets up inside the 1-1 delivery as Bennett checks the runner back at first. Fastball swung on, fouled off the plate. Moves the count to 1-2. That's Hansen at first and Henry at third. The Colt 45's playing at double play depth. Looking to turn a double play and get two quick outs. So they had the chance to do with the last batter, but after it was gloved by Bennett, he threw wide of second base for the right field side and went into shallow center field. As Bennett delivers a 1-2 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Got Carter Jones to chase a fastball up and away for out number one. He will make his way back to the dugout in a very unhappy manner. It'll be the top of the order, the shortstop, Brett Griffiths, to the plate. He'll dig in from that right side. Runners at the corners with one out. 10-1, the Colt 45's on top. As Bennett comes set and delivers out of the stretch to Griffiths. Curveball floats in there at the knees for strike one. No balls and one strike. As Bennett comes set, the 1-1 delivery. As he checks Hansen back at first, delivers a fastball upstairs. The ball one. 1-1 as Griffiths digs back in, taps the plate with his bat. That even stance, right-hand hitter, front foot even with the plate slightly open. Bennett comes set. Now delivers a 1-1. Curveball almost got Griffiths to pull the trigger, but didn't quite get him to swing as Griffiths started to swing, but reeled back. Count moves to 2-1. With one gone here, as Bennett tracks Hansen back again at first. And delivers a 2-1. This one's grounded over the head of Bennett. Back toward the middle. Shortstop Moss charging. Throws the first in time for the out. Advancing to second base on the 6-3 putout is Hansen. And scoring is Henry. He reached on the error. So runner at second now, but two gone. We'll bring number 11, Danon Esperanza, to the plate. Esparza, rather, as he'll be hitting for Sabaki. And this 10-2 ball game. Bennett checks the runner back at second. This one's hit in the air towards right center field. Should be playable for Rafael, who makes his way over and makes the catch on the run. So the NBO Baseball Club scores one. It's 10-2. We're headed to the bottom of the eighth inning. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball, is sponsoring this game tonight. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing, 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of your Redding Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45s baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tech Field in Redding, California. Coming on in relief of Shreed, who went two innings of work, coming on in relief of Acedo. He gave up five hits and five runs. did strike out one batter, however. It will be number 86, Landon Holder, I believe. And he will be facing off against the top of the order in Colby Raphael. Again, he'll be coming on in relief of Brock Schreed, who gave up 5. It's 10-2. Colt 45 is on top of Indio Sacramento. As Morris makes his throw down, and Colby Raphael comes to the plate. And he'll dig in from the right side, and his 5th at-bat of the evening. It'll be Lance Kohlner for NBO, facing off against Colby Raphael, who is 1-for-4 tonight. He reached on a fielder's choice and stole third. He's got 2 stolen bases tonight. Wide open stance in that right-hand batter's box. The delivery from Kohler is going to be a called strike on the outside corner. I believe it is Kohner. My apologies. It's Kohner, right-handed pitcher, delivers fastball up and away for ball one. 1 ball and 1 strike in this top of the 8th inning. It's 10-2. He bounces this one in front of the plate for ball 2. 2 balls and 1 strike now on Raphael. The top of the order. He'll step back into the box, tap the plate. Slightly open stance. The delivery. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees for strike 2. Great pitch there from Kohner. Climbs back up on the hill. Big right-hander delivers from the first base side of the rubber. Fastball bounces it. Blocked by the catcher. Count moves full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The payoff pitch with no outs. Out of the windup from Kohner. Here it is. Fastball on the inside corner. Raphael was on his way to first, but he will turn around the other way and walk to the dugout after he takes strike 3 called on the inside corner. A great pitch from Kohner. That will bring up Dusty Vela to the plate. He is 2-for-4 tonight with a walk. A great bounce back night at the plate as he takes a breaking ball way off the plate. Outside for ball 1. He was 0-for-6 last night. He's batting 381 on the year as he takes another fastball. That's going to be off the plate outside for ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes now. The delivery from Kohner. Fastball misses high. Ball 3. A little bit of a command hit issue here in this at-bat facing the left-hand hitting Vela. 3 delivery from Kohner. A fastball misses off the plate. 4-pitch walk to Vela. That is the 3rd walk earned by the Colt 45s tonight. They have walked more than they have struck out tonight, as they have walked 4 times now and struck out only 3. And taking a first pitch for a ball is Kyle Norton, who's 0 for 2 tonight, but has a sac fly and a reach on the fielder's choice where he would later come around to score. The curveball floats in off the outside edge. The ball 2. A 2-0 count on Norton, left-hand hitter, as Kohner comes set out of the stretch, delivers the 2-0. Fastball on the outside corner at the waist. Strike 1. 2 balls and 1 strike. Norton waves the wood back and forth from that left-hand batter's box. Taking his lead from first is Vela. The 2-1 delivery from Kohner. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Ball 3. A little bit of a command issue here from Kohner after striking out a fail to start things here in this bottom of the 8th. It's 10-2. Taking his lead from first is Vela. And a throw on over is going to go over the first baseman's head and out of play. So Bela will get an extra 90 feet for free as that ball goes out of play. 3-1 count still on Norton, as there's now a runner in scoring position. Gervela advances. Infield playing at normal depth. Fastball in the inside corner for strike two. Great pitch there from Koner, knowing he needed to get a strike. Dots that one up on the inside. The payoff pitch from Koner. Fastball is fouled back to the screen. Norton fights it off, just got a piece of it. A little bit early on that one. Count now full as the payoff pitch comes in again from Koner with one out. The runner on second. Fastball's fouled back to the screen. We're going to do it again. As we will see the eighth pitch of this at bat. Koner, glove up by his shoulder, gets a sign from Morris. Now comes set. Checks the runner back at second and delivers. Fastball off the plate outside. Norton works a walk. A tough take there by Norton. As another walk is issued to the Colt 45s. That will bring up number 27, pinch hitting for Smith. Reed, my apologies, Alex Jones, number 27. He'll be pinch hitting for McGuire Smith, who was 1-for-4 tonight, reached base on a walk, a double, and a strikeout where he got to first base after the pitch escaped the catcher Morris. With one out, runners take their leads from first and second. The delivery goes through the catcher and back to the backstop. Both runners will advance. Vela to third and Norton to second base. So Jones takes that pitch for a ball. A 1-0 count. With one out. As Koner gets his sign. Checks the runners back and delivers a 1-0 pitch. Fastball is popped up over the screen to move the count to 1-1. Back toward my car. Hopefully he didn't hit it. We'll find out after this game is over, I guess. But count moves to 1-1 on Alex Jones, who is coming to pinch hit for McGuire Smith, the designated hitter, batting in that cleanup position, the fourth spot. As Koner checks the runner's back end, delivers a 1-1. A fastball misses away off the outside edge for ball two. Koner having a little difficulty here throwing strikes on a once hot summer evening on a Saturday night. This one's grounded up the middle, and a shortstop charging back a second bobbles it, and everybody's going to be safe. Coming in to score is Vela, and then following him is Kyle Norton, so both runners come around to score after it kicked away from the shortstop, and safe at first base is Alex Jones on that E6 from Brett Griffiths. Still with one out here, it's now 12-2, the Colt 45s, ahead of NPO. Up right fielder, Keanu Mizuda, who is 1-for-4 tonight. He singled and reached on error. Pitch from Koner. It's going to be in at the knees, a fastball right down Main Street, strike one. As Alex Jones not being held on by the first baseman, this pitch is off the plate outside to make the count 1-1. Koner comes set, first base side of the rubber, the 1-1 delivery. Fastball misses wide for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Taking his lead from first, that's Jones, who reaches on the error by the shortstop back to second base. The 2-1 delivery from Koner. Fastball's waved at, hit in the air towards center fielder. Should be playable. He'll get under it. That's the center fielder for NBO who makes the play on it. David Henry came in a couple steps, got underneath it and squeezed it. and tossed it back in to hold Jones at first. So Mizuta flies out to the center fielder, David Henry, for out number two. And now we'll have another pinch hitter. It'll be Joel Calderon, who will pinch hit for Sutter Moss. Moss was 2 for 4 tonight. He's reached base all 4 plate appearances, as he had 2 walks as well to go along with those 2 singles. With 2 outs here, taking his lead from first is Jones. Calderon, right-hand hitter, wide-open stance. Koner comes set and delivers a fastball up and away. Ball 1. Joel Calderon in his first bat at bat of the evening. See, he's a pinch hitter. Waves the bat back and forth a couple times. The 1-0 delivery from Koner. It's a fastball on the inside corner and at the belt for strike 1. Count evens up now. 1 ball and 1 strike. With 2 outs in this 12-2 ball game. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball grounded toward the first baseman, moving, ranging to his right. Is going to smother it, but everybody's going to be safe. And the throw to second base is going to be wide into shallow left field, but no runners advancing on the play. So 2 outs still here as the first baseman was chasing the ball down. Not called off by the second baseman. Esparza. And gloved it, but unable to make the throw to first base in time as the pitcher Kona was covering, but did not beat Calderon, the speedy shortstop. So, an E3 on the play as Braxton Riley digs in from the right side. He'll take a ball on the outside to make the count 1-0. Runners take their leads from first and second as Riley fouls one back to the screen. Jones at second and Calderon at first. Calderon will come in at shortstop in the top of the ninth, as that is his regular position. He'll take over for Sutter Moss. Riley readies as Koner comes set, and the 1-1 delivery with 2 outs. It's hit in the air toward left field. Fair or foul? It is foul. And into the netting. Riley gave it a ride, but pulled it just a little bit too much wide of the foul pole by about 10, 15 feet. Count moves to 1 ball and 2 strikes with 2 gone here in the bottom of the 8th. Calderon takes his lead from first. Jones takes his lead from second. Koner comes set. The 1-2 delivery with 2 out to Riley. So breaking ball drops in just a bit high over the plate, but too high to move the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riley, he's 1 for 4 tonight with a hit by pitch, a walk, and a double. He's also struck out. The 2-2 delivery from Koner is hit in the air toward left field. Left fielder chasing it to the track at the wall. That ball is gone. Braxton Riley has homered in back-to-back ball game. Now a 15-2 contest as the Colt 45s have blown this game wide open. That will score a three-run dinger from Braxton Riley. Carlos Camarena, who homered last inning, will now be up. That ball hit the netting out there in left center field, just to the left of the 358 sign, about 10 feet up on the netting. As there's some jawing back and forth from NBO and the umpires. As players are jawing back and forth. A little bit of some rowdiness and excitement here at Tagger Field on what has turned into a testy Saturday evening for NBO Sacramento, as they're now down by 13. Seem to be a little frustrated as Braxton Riley, after rounding first, midway between first and second, trying to turn back toward Calderon, who is trotting around the bases. Looks like they just tossed. Oh, they're going to toss another player. But there's some more jawing from fans and players alike. on that NBO side of things. Which is foul at this point. And the umpire now gets some cheers as he calls for a fan to be ejected, which is not something you'd see at a normal baseball game, but that's a lot of jawing coming from that first base side. NBA Sacramento had a couple of players ejected. Not sure who it was. And out first pitch is going to come in and leaning back out of the way is Camarena. That one almost hit him again in the face for ball one. Looked to be number three as Camarena waves at a fastball. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Not sure who number three is. But their night is done. And pretty soon, NBO Sacramento's night will be done as well as a curveball now comes in and plunks Camarena, who's going to take his time taking off his protective gear and now to first base. Not sure if that was any sort of payback, but no cheats and juice from NBO at all. So I would have not. Two out. Off the pitch. Takes his 90 feet. It'll bring up Brandon Zanny, who is 1-for-4 tonight. He doubled. So, a very odd series of events here tonight. In the last few innings, multiple players have been ejected for NBO and now a fan. But taking his lead from first is Camarena. As Zanny takes a ball up and away. Ball one after this. Now what has become the ninth hitter of the inning for the Colt 45. So 1-0 delivery is hit in the air toward left field. Left fielder back to the track at the wall. The center fielder calls him off and will make the catch on the track for the final out. So the side is retired. Zanny is a home run about a couple feet. If I couldn't quite get it out, we'll have a pitcher coming on. As we head to the ninth, it's 15-2 after 8. You're listening to Casey and Narcisse Redding. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. A proud sponsor of Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. A proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We got a new pitcher on in relief. It's going to be number 19, Eric Wood, coming on in relief of Trey Bennett, who went an inning of work, allowing one hit and one run, which was unearned. He struck out one and walked none. So some bright spots for the Colt 45s tonight as they did not allow a walk yet. As Eric Wood will come on in relief and look to finish out this ball game at a 4:45. They'll face off against Bartlett, Palmer, and Morris. And we'll see how fast the Colt 45s can close this game out on a beautiful Saturday night from Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Tyce Bartlett leading off the inning, digging in from the right side as Wood, a right-hander, rocking the old-school style stirrups, white socks and black stirrups, with that yellow short sleeve Colt 45's uniform. We are just three outs away from the Colt 45's closing out this ball game in this top of the ninth inning, as Bartlett will dig in now, who pinch hit for Nick Golden back in the seventh inning. He struck out. First pitch from Wood is fouled back toward the NBO on deck circle on the first base side. Four, strike one. 15-2. The 0-1 delivery from Wood is swung on and missed. A fastball up and in. Not able to catch up to it was Bartlett, as he's now in an 0-2 hole. Coming set. And the 0-2 delivery from Wood is a fastball. Nearly gets the face of Bartlett, backing him out of the way. One ball, two strikes. On deck is Henry Palmer, as Wood bounces this one, not quite corralled by Cop Marina. Eric Wood, out of Shasta College in Redding, California, he's in at Cop Marina to get his sign. The home plate umpire is now going to call time and dust off the plate a bit. The 2-2 delivery. Bartlett out of the windup. Fastball in at the knees. Ring him up. Strike three called. Mr. Bartlett, are you looking to buy anything? He says, no, thank you. I'm just looking. As the 12th strikeout for Colt 45 pitching tonight. A great fastball there in at the knees from Wood. One gone here as the first pitch to Palmer is going to be a fastball right down Main Street for strike one. And a one count. Eric Wood, glove of the belt, gets a sign from Camarena, now winds up the 0-1 delivery. The plate, low and outside. The count to one ball and one strike. Wood delivers. 1-1 delivery is lined right to the left fielder. That is Braxton. My apologies. Reed Alexander out there patrolling left field, I believe. My apologies. That's actually Noah Betanko out there in left field, who came out to play left field for Braxton Riley. He squeezes that one for out number two as Brad Morris takes a ball off the outside edge. And now the second pitch is fouled back to the screen. So Betanko, improving his fielding percentage, moves it to 1,000. As the 1-1 delivery to Morris, the catcher, who has struck out three times a night, grounds one toward the shortstop, called there, and charges, throws off balance on the run to first. In time! A 6-3 put out on the play will end things for NBO Sacramento. They lose this one by a score of 15-2. And that's the way the ball game ends. A great job by Calderon, charging and throwing off balance. And the final score is 15-2 here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Thank you to everyone listening. There is no game tomorrow night, so don't show up here at 6 p.m. as there is not a game. But we will see you back here next week. Check the schedule online to see when games are, Wednesday through Sunday. I'm Jacob Green from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Special thanks to my producer, back in the studio, David Wiley. 7:15 p.m. this coming Tuesday will be the next game for the Reading Colt 45s. The final score here on a Saturday night is 15-2. Thank you and good night.
You have been listening to KCR Chestnut Reading. We are going back to our regularly scheduled program at this time. Thank you.
You have to unwind the stigmas and the stereotypes and the myths and the misperceptions that have not only infected Gen Z, but their parents and guidance counselors.
So a couple of things. They told us the robots are going to be doing all these. You better get another job. You better be indispensable. And, you know, that your job is going to be lost.
Yeah.
And I talked to my cousin who is a service manager at Ford, for Lincoln Ford, for years. And he says, you know, I can't even work on my own car. Like, I can work on stuff there, but everything's automated. You got to update classes. It's hard to get mechanics, number one. But number two, a lot of this stuff is almost solid state these days. And also, when you come to the electric car, it's like, that battery needs to be replaced. That's really the only moving part you got.
That's right. You need, I mean, the...
So that's what's scaring mechanics away.
That's right. But it shouldn't, because the need is absolutely pressing. I'm doing a project right now with this great organization called Barrett Jackson, who's creating with another company called Sugar Creek, this unbelievable car or this truck for MicroWorks that we're going to auction off. We're going to raise a lot of money. And they're doing it precisely because they need to call attention to the crushing shortage of mechanics in the pipeline right now that they and all their competitors rely on. I think we're going to live to see companies like UPS and FedEx come together to make a more persuasive case for truck drivers, for instance, because the truck driving shortage is acute, over 50,000 right now. You just go down the list. And nobody is close to being where they need to be. And so, look, if making stuff in this country matters, if a balanced workforce is important, if the skilled trades are still a thing, this is it, man. I'm ringing the alarm bell.
Gotcha.
It's about to tip.
So I watched the Boeing hearings the other day. I had to flip over to watch the hearings when people were carrying it. And I found it. And this Boeing CEO is being skewered. And one thing that Ron Johnson said, he goes, you know, I was in manufacturing before, I was in plastics, before I got this job as a senator. He goes, how hard is it to get jobs to work on the line, a manufacturing job? He goes, it is really hard. Now, planes are falling out of the sky. That's part of the reason. So he still makes $32 million last year. His car, the Boeing, by all accounts, had a horrendous, horrific year, and he got a $4 million bonus. I want you to hear this exchange with Josh Hawley.
But meanwhile, you're getting paid a heck of a lot of money. It's unbelievable. If anybody's come out of this deal good, it's you. Why haven't you resigned?
Senator, I'm sticking this through. I'm proud of having taken the job. I'm proud of our
safety record.
And I am
proud
of our Boeing people.
You're proud of this safety record?
I am proud of every action we have taken.
Every action you've
taken?
Yes,
sir.
Wow. Wow. There's some news for you. Well, behind you can't see it. Behind you, the folks are showing pictures of the people who are the victims of your safety record. I think we can all see them. And I think the American public, when they fear to get on their airplanes, they understand your safety record. And frankly, sir, I think it's a travesty that you're still in your job.
A little bit of the whistleblowers go out and they went after the whistleblowers. The whistleblowers that were on the line saw some of this stuff and the quality dropping. And they say, OK, we'll eliminate the whistleblowers.
This goes back to your first question. You know, what has to happen for that $50 trillion debt to come down? And one of the things is that guy's going to be forced to give a better answer. Because before you ask people to start foregoing their Social Security and sacrificing on these massive, massive levels, you're going to have to understand why the guy in charge can get that kind of coin while his products is falling out of the sky. It goes back to the emperor's new clothes. The country's going to have a fit, Brian, at some point. I was talking to Riley Gaines the other day on my podcast, who's terrific, by the way.
Really talented.
And I said, Riley, you are, in so many ways, like the little kid in that Hans Christian Andersen story, The Emperor's New Clothes. You're surrounded by townspeople who are all pretending that the emperor looks great in his new clothes, but he's naked. And you're the one who said, no, look, he's naked. And then slowly the townspeople are like, oh, yeah, he's naked. I think we're entering a time when we're all going to have to decide, are we townspeople standing there like sheep pretending that the plane isn't falling out of the sky? Are we going to pretend that the Afghans weren't falling out of the plane during that very successful withdrawal? Are we going to pretend the border is secure as we see thousands of people coming across?
Are we going to pretend, I'll say this because you won't, that the president was not wandering off at the G7? And are you going to yell at people for pointing it out? Are you going to pretend that Barack Obama did not have to grab the president's hand and put his hand on his neck to get him off the stage? Are we going to pretend that he wasn't frozen on that Juneteenth celebration, literally frozen, and get mad at people for pointing it out?
And to be fair, and I'm not going to run down the same laundry list on the other side, but they have every right to do the same thing. How can you not? See, the townspeople,
they do.
They all feel the same way. We all are certain. We're very long on certainty, and we believe that we've seen the truth. But we're like the blind man walking up to the elephant and grabbing the tusk and concluding erroneously that what we have our hands on is an ivory statue. Somebody else grabs the tail, somebody else grabs the trunk, somebody else grabs the leg, and they have a very different opinion of what the thing is. But they're certain, they're as certain as the other side. It's just that they're wrong. Mm. They're wrong in a different way. So find the townspeople, find the kid who's brave enough to see a thing for what it is and say it out loud. Right? Gosh, mommy, that championship female swimmer has something in her bathing suit that looks like that thing daddy has. What's up?
Right.
And now mommy has to explain, right? We're trapped in the clutch of the cognitive dissonance that comes from being told not to believe what we can see. And that guy yesterday proved it. I'm proud of my safety record. There's nothing to see over here. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Yes, I'll take my bonus, please. Life is swell.
Right, and I had somebody here, and I'll take a break here to save some time on the other side. But we had a guy here that was a self-made billionaire, and he wants to be in Treasury. Probably will, could be Treasury Secretary next. And he told me, he goes, like, well, what do you do when you study? He said, when I study this, I get worried about a class warfare. I go, class warfare? He goes, oh, yeah. The working class is not getting a piece of this. Things are going backwards for them, and they deserve better. And I thought, that's interesting coming from a billionaire. And that's why he wants to get into government.
Good for him.
Yeah. More with Mike Rowe in just a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Replace opt to opt out.
Hey, all you investors out there, I've got something you'll want to hear. There's an asset class you likely have never considered, yet it's outpaced the S&P 500 by 64% for nearly the past 30 years. I'm talking about blue chip contemporary art. Fine art investing used to be limited to the ultra wealthy, but thanks to Masterworks Advisors, you can now get in on this incredible asset class. Just text INVEST to 200-300 right now to skip the wait list and unlock exclusive access to the Blue Chip Contemporary Art Market. Masterworks advisors make it easy for you to invest in shares of multi-million dollar arts from greats like Banksy, Basquiat, and Picasso. Text the word INVEST to 200-300 and unlock your access to fine art investing. Text INVEST to 200-300.
This advertisement relates to the provision of advisory services by Masterworks Advisors LLC and is not intended to offer or solicit investment in any securities. Masterworks Advisors is affiliated with Masterworks. Art versus S&P is based on data from 1995 to 2023.
See important disclosures and risks of investing at Masterworks.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Elementary schools in Michigan bringing in service dogs to help their students makes today's Dean's List. Priority Health is an insurance provider launching a program called Priority Pups, where dogs are brought into two of the state's school districts. The results have been overwhelmingly positive. Reports say grades are up and research shows that the service dogs can help lower kids' stress levels and bring a much better attitude when it comes to learning and interacting with classmates. Shelby is a student and says she loves seeing Mika, one of the dogs that has been brought in. Shelby's mom says she believes Mika is helping her daughter during the school day, and she looks forward to going to school every day despite being diagnosed with autism, ADHD, and a genetic disorder where she sometimes struggles in school. Since Mika has been in the hallways in the classrooms, Shelby feels so much better. There is no doubt that dogs make everything better, including school. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Howie Mandel, the voice of Gizmo for the 40th anniversary of Gremlins.
Frank Welker, he told me about they're doing this movie and it's called Gremlins and you want to come in, and he was working on Bobby's World with me, and which is an animated show that I did on Fox. And he said, come in and audition. So I just went in and auditioned. And basically, to be honest with you, the Gremlin, the Gizmo voice, is the same voice that I did for Bobby, is the same voice that I did for Skeeter. You know, I was Skeeter on the Muppet Babies.
He also shared the unique process of recording Gizmo.
The movie is done. So, and then I get to sit with Joe Dante, the director of the movie and producer, in a big screening room in a voice booth, and we watch it, and for all intents and purposes, kind of improvise. Like, he tells me what's happening right here, and, you know, he doesn't like the bright lights, so, it was, let's make sounds that are kind of emotional.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You believed in institutionals should make it hard for people to live their lives so they'd feel pressured to get vaccinated. Could we run the audio clip on that, please?
Do you think can be done about it? I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination.
You want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us, you get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological and they get vaccinated.
So that's Anthony Fauci on a book on tape, just was an audio book, and Rich McCormick was the one who rolled that in. Why was Congressman Rich McCormick so perfect for this? Because he was a doctor at that time in the military treating people for, and some of which did not want that, did not want the vaccine, treating people during this, and he thought it was a total overreaction. He thought the lockdown was ridiculous. And when he brought that up, he was criticized within the military, within government. Now he's a congressman in front of Anthony Fauci, who's trying to change history, and said he never knocked everyone down. He never said 6 feet apart. He never said keep the kids out of school past the 2 weeks. No one's buying it. And we heard, in my estimation, the real him just now. Mike Rowe, you live a life in which you answer to yourself and your business, putting together products. I'm harking back to 2020. We still don't have answers to what was behind that lockdown and how many lives were destroyed by people who told us they knew better and were trying to protect us.
It's very important to understand who was the emperor, who were the townspeople, and who was the kid telling the truth. It's very, very important to understand that, because the consequences of believing all those certain sounding people
right.
have been, we still don't quite know. I honestly think, Brian, we are still in a collective state of PTSD to the point where we don't even really want to hear about it. It's just too unpleasant to think about what we went through and how we were pushed into it.
Doing stuff that we didn't want to do, giving up our jobs, giving up school, playing sports with a mask on outside, and then having people say, no mask, no reason to wear a mask, wear a mask, how dare you take that mask off? Then I never told you to wear a mask. Really? So well, here we are in 2024, a guy's trying to sell a book after he destroyed so many lives and say, by the way, I got everything right. Any problem? You don't like science. That's still Anthony Fauci's mantra.
This is too political for me, probably, but I'll say it. The 51 people who went on record saying that that laptop was definitively the product of Russian disinformation.
Three CIA directors.
Right. Now, look, the reason that's a problem isn't because it's biased, and it's not even because it was untrue. It's because who are we going to believe next? How can you tell the average American that they're a blank denier when dozens of experts, in quotes, come up to tell us something about fill in the blank? Maybe it's the climate. Hey, look, we have 100 scientists who are telling us this, this, and this. You can't blame the average American for being skeptical.
Yes.
To go, well, but wait,
of course.
You just had the most venerated political operatives in the country swearing, putting their name in a giant page in a newspaper of record saying this thing is not what you think it is. So you just add that again and again and again, over and over in every conceivable vertical, and then you have the temerity to smack an American for daring to be skeptical about the claims of any institution.
Right.
That's where we are now.
And I'll just add to this. Mark Cuban said, I'll never vote for any presidential candidate that would deny global warming. He also said one of his best investments was his private plane. John Kerry says we only have very little time left. This guy doesn't go anywhere without a private jet. His answer is, well, it's my wife's.
Every doomsayer, I guess the word is. Obviously, they've been wrong.
Right.
For millennia,
sorry, we're
it's
still
wrong.
Around.
6 years ago, we were told we have 12 years.
Yes.
6 years are left. I guess you only have to be right once.
Yes.
If that's what you're selling, but nobody's ever gotten it right.
All right. So listen, Mike, when is your movie coming out?
June 27th.
How what are we going to call it?
Well, I'm going to call it Something to Stand For because that's the title. I'm going to suggest that your listeners. Full disclosure, if you go to somethingtostandfor.movie and if you watch the trailer, you're going to be virtually powerless not to go see the film. It's that compelling. So heads up.
It's only going to be in theaters for a short amount of time.
1 week. It's a love letter to our country for Independence Day from the 27th of June through the 4th of July.
And if you want to get your kids patriotic, bring them to this.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. In a speech at a Faith and Freedom Coalition conference, former President Trump is expressing support for Louisiana's new law that requires the Ten Commandments be displayed in public schools, which is generating objections from leftist groups.
Who likes the Ten Commandments, by the way, going up in the school? They think it's such a bad thing. I said, has anyone read the Thou Shalt Not Steal, Thou Shalt... I mean, has anybody read this incredible stuff? It's just incredible. They don't want it to go up.
Details are being finalized for Thursday's presidential debate in Alabama.
In the earliest general election debate in the modern era, Joe Biden and Donald Trump will face each other for 90 minutes in a CNN TV studio with no audience. Late last week, a coin flip determined that the president would stand at the podium to the viewer's right, while the former president would deliver the final closing statement. One of the new ground rules in this debate is that each candidate's microphone will be muted except when it's his turn to speak. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The debate will be held in Atlanta. Two men charged in the murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl are both illegal immigrants. According to ICE, both men are from Venezuela, and they were living illegally in Houston. Police say they strangled the 12-year-old, who was then found dead in a creek Thursday. Both men are in jail on a $1 million bond. A Las Vegas jury convicts five men for running JetFlix, an illegal streaming service with more content than Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon combined. The U.S. Department of Justice said the group began a service back in 2007 by finding illegal copies of content online and then saving them to JetFlix servers. They made millions of dollars streaming the content to tens of thousands of paid subscribers. More at townhall.com.
Anyone living with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? What are you not doing that you wish you were? What would you do if you felt better? The answer is likely a lot. That's why I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it's been incredibly effective, even life-changing for so many people. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll know if it's working because you'll feel the difference all day, every day. Whether it's your neck, back, joints, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better. Give Relief Factor a try. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800, the number for relief, and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number for relief. Here's to less missing out and more living life with relief.
Well, there are many productive ways to spend your senior years, but this is not one of them.
An 88-year-old Montana man sentenced to 2 years in a federal prison medical facility for his role in two bank robberies last year. The defendant was sentenced this week after pleading guilty to being the getaway driver for the robberies, and it wasn't his first rodeo. He pled guilty to bank robbery in 2008, back when he was a mere 72. Jason Walker reporting.
A 71-year-old woman in Texas is making history. Marissa Tejo is now the oldest contestant to compete in the Miss Texas USA pageant. The Miss Universe organization recently changed its rules and removed age limits for contestants over the age of 18 and allowed women who are married or divorced to participate. And she looks really amazing. News and analysis at townhall.com. Montanans are having quite the issue with water.
two-century-old steel pipes that help convey water from a river on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation to a river that helps irrigate northern Montana cropland have failed. It caused local flooding and raised concerns about the availability of drinking water for at least 14,000 people. The first pipe split this week. Washouts destabilized a parallel pipe, which failed the same day. Workers closed the headgates that diverted the St. Mary River water into a 9-mile-long canal. The economic fallout will depend on how long it takes crews to restore the flow of water. John Scott reporting.
A South Carolina judge approves a $1.3 million partial settlement in the case of a bride who was killed by a drunk driver just hours after she got married. Jamie Lee Komorowski rammed her rental car into a golf cart carrying Samantha Miller and her new husband near Charleston last year. Miller was killed in that collision. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. That's Sandra Smith. I was going to make it a surprise, but now she blew the surprise. But if you were watching Fox Nation on the stream, you're seeing that she is now here. Sandra Smith is fresh off filling in for Dana Perino in America's Newsroom. She's going to be doing her show, America Reports.
I haven't quite figured out where the camera is in here.
Right. I'm here. You know, the camera responds to us, right? I'm not even sure. It is almost like it's divinely just figures us out. I guess it's heat-oriented or it goes with our voice. But it'll light up wherever we are.
You know, say I did Kennedy's podcast, by the way. Hi. Thanks for having me. And she served me a mocktail. And so I didn't see anything that you were offering. So I brought my own coffee.
Oh, was it a mocktail or a cocktail? We're not really sure.
It's totally a mocktail.
Right. Okay. But yeah, we do need, like, why don't we reserve refreshments? Do we have that type of budget, Allison? We don't? Okay.
Not really.
Yeah. You can play the Brian Kilmeade Radio Show home game. We give you that as a going away prize.
Oh,
you could pretend
is that
to be.
Like a, is that like a thing?
Yeah, it is. It's huge. It's,
okay.
It's taking the country by storm. Bottom of the hour, General Jack Keane on the world, really dividing up between the good guys and bad guys right before our eyes. Sandra, first off, in terms of Supreme Court decisions, we're all ready to go. Allison just took out her law degree again just to get ready for it, but we didn't get much of a decision today. We didn't find out about the president's immunity and where they stand. But what did we find out?
No, really, the cases that we had a long list of priority cases, we did not get any of them. So this could go weeks, you know. I mean, we're getting pretty close. Like, we're inching our way to, oh, there's the camera. We're getting pretty close here to where we're going to have the debate next week. And the top issues are going to be key. Timing's going to be everything once we do get the immunity. From SCOTUS, that's going to be everything, because then we're going to have to lay out how that's going to affect the campaign, how that's going to affect, former President Donald Trump's campaigning. But yeah, Hemmer and I thought Hemmer jinxed us for a second. You know, he said, you know, sometimes this is going to go well beyond when they even say they're going to release the cases. It should go into overflow into July. And I said, that means we're getting it in 2 hours.
So for people that said the immunity decision should not even been hard, the Supreme Court should not even take it. Well, they did take it. And the fact that they're waiting so long to come up with it has people like Eric Holder, the former attorney general, saying this. Cut 27.
anything less than a decision by the Supreme Court that says a president should be held to the laws just like any other American citizen should be. Anything other than that is absurd. The notion, for instance, that apparently some justices are fooling around with it. Well, if the president violated the criminal law but was doing so in his official capacity, there may be some basis to say that that's okay. We need to step back and think about that. Wait a minute. A president can violate the American criminal law if he or she is doing something in their official capacity. That is an absurd and dangerous conclusion. And I'm worried, given the length of time that it has taken for the Supreme Court to decide this case, that something along those lines might come out of the Supreme Court.
To some, I guess they're saying that this is deliberate because they quite obviously could have easily come to a ruling much sooner. But the longer this drags on, I think raises the likelihood that there would not be a trial till after Election Day. But that's all I can tell you. We did not get anything today.
Some people said, too, for Supreme Court speed, this is fast. They took it. They said, we're going to get back to you by the end of June, so let's
Fair.
Do it. And then we talk about immunity. I don't think a complete immunity is on the table. It's in the cards. I think they're talking about where is it? Where is the line? For example, Joe Biden decided through a series of executive orders to open up our border. And if it was my relative got killed or my kid got killed, I might turn around and say, when this guy's out of office, I'm suing him. Look what happened. You know, you brought me into a war illegally in Vietnam or whatever. I'm going to sue LBJ.
Mm-hmm.
Your policies allow crime to run wild in New York City, and you didn't put a recidivist criminal behind closed doors. And my son got killed in a bank robbery mm-hmm. by a guy that should have been in jail. I'm going to sue. So that's what they're trying to find. Judging by the arguments, there might be a sweet spot in between.
Yeah, and I think precedent's going to be an issue. We've had our constitutional law professors say we haven't been here before, so this could set the precedent going forward. So it has all kinds of implications.
Right, because he was president. This whole thing is because President Trump was president.
Correct.
January 6th.
Yep.
He was president when the documents were put on a chopper,
yep.
and they were choppered out. And those are the two cases that are in delay.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is pretty clear. I was a little bit surprised by the polls. Has Trump trailing by 1 or 2 points head-to-head, even in a five-way race? Does that show you that there's been some damage from the court case decision?
Possibly. They made the case during the process that this was only boosting Trump in the polls. The polls are the polls. Karl Rove was joining us earlier, and he said that this is going to be a make-or-break moment, the debate next Thursday night. And the reason why this is quite possibly the make-or-break moment is because traditionally you have another debate that would quickly follow. You're not going to get another debate until September, he was pointing out. So whatever happens in that debate Thursday night is going to matter. So we were talking about all the details of the debate, the rules of the debate. I was talking to Jerry Baker from the Wall Street Journal yesterday about how the rules might benefit one candidate over the other. If cutting off President Trump's mic, will he keep talking even though his mic is clipped and only Biden would hear him? Would that make him stumble over his next response? I mean, there's all kinds of ways that people are looking at this. But I think as far as the polls are concerned, and you look at the issues that matter the most to the American people, you look at the primary season, how it was about immigration. Every single state, it was about immigration. That was the top of the list. To some, we mm-hmm. were surprised the economy wasn't up there number one. Well, the economy is moving back up there as the top issue for voters. So heading into November, there's, as you say, you can easily say in politics, there's still a lot of time left
right.
here, and a lot can change. A lot can change with prices and interest rates and the Federal Reserve's next move on the economy. Immigration seems to continue to rear its ugly head through growing crime in some of these major cities. I mean, we just sat down this morning, Brian, with one of the men, it was about 10 of them, who waited outside that deli to stop that illegal migrant, someone who was never supposed to be here in the first place, who now allegedly raped this 13-year-old girl in Queens. And we spoke to him. He had to take matters into his own hands. He's got two daughters of his own, lives in that community, says he won't allow it. You've got this immigration crime problem popping up in cities all over the country, far from the border. So a lot can move on these issues. A lot can move in the polls, is my point.
Yeah, I think that, as President Trump said in his speech the other day, he said that a lot of these criminals are just getting comfortable. You know, this 7.4 million here that we know of illegally since since Joe Biden took office, how many of them don't belong here just to commit crimes? I mean, this alleged rapist, was just walking around in broad daylight, thought he'd not only do it, but tape it. I mean, and then brazenly said it. I mean, what kind of twisted mind gets through our border, able to go to the number one city and just attack?
You know, Rosanna Scotto just joined us, and according to her police sources, through which she learned that he felt so comfortable in this situation where he was allegedly raping this girl. There was another boy in the attack that he picked up his cell phone and taped it. She said that they're not ruling out he could have picked up their cell phones and taped it. We don't know yet. She's still working the story. We're still working the story. But to your point, they're feeling more and more comfortable because there's no accountability. We're not sending right. these guys to jail. We're not holding them accountable. And it was a bunch of members of the community that had to stop him and take matters into their own hands.
So, I mean, let's take breaking this down right now when it comes to issues that matter to the American people. First off, Donald Trump trailing by 2 to Joe Biden nationally, which means very little at this point. But just to break it down, Trump's got a 15-point lead with men. Rural voters, 17. White men without a degree, 30. White evangelicals, 50-point lead. Voters age 65 and over. This was shocking to me. 57-42 Biden. Biden's got the older vote. That's a little surprising. Women, 58-41. Biden, urban voters, 61-38 Biden, white women with a college degree, 64-36. All in all, that's a 2-point.
You know what Karl Rove said? Where's the hate both category? Because you've got those, right, that won't vote for either of them.
Who he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a fan of either.
Well, I mean, we were just talking about where's the polling on that. Look, you know, for those out there who say they don't like the decision that they have to make, they're forced to make one if they go out and vote. And it's tough. This is the environment that we're in, and we've been in this for a while. And I wonder to you, Brian, if I flip the script, do you think the VP choice matters a lot?
It's one of these things where I always look at it, it's your first big decision. So John McCain's first big decision ended up being a huge mistake. Mm. And it just sacrificed the fact that he's got the experience to, and the steadiness against this new guy named Barack Obama, who went for experience, got Joe Biden. So John McCain went for somebody without experience, who didn't really know our American history or anything, was way over her head, kind of destroyed her life. It's not her fault in retrospect. But he went, that was a bad decision. So it neutralized the one thing he had, and that was setting this under power experience to act. So I think that there's two things. Who's going to help him get the job, and who's going to actually do great with the job? Doug Burgum, to set up systems. Hey, you know, let's say there's a problem with the economy. Doug, take it. Problem with the border. We need organization. Doug, take it. Why? He swarmed 4 or 5 companies, sold them for millions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars. He knows what it's like to work in a ranch. He knows what it's like to run a
state. Does he energize voters, though?
So to help him get the vote, to win the sparring session with Kamala Harris, and to go into enemy territory, the strongest are Tom Cotton and Marco Rubio. They do the best arguing for the president. I think the other candidates.
So are you ruling out the Sarah Huckabee Sanders and the Nikki Haley's and the.
Oh, yeah.
None of those are in the cards.
I don't think I talked to somebody who just spoke to Nikki Haley, and she's not over it. So there's no way she could be number two. And plus.
Well, she endorsed him.
Which is, you know, she said, yeah, vote for Donald Trump. And I'm sure there'll be a couple. But to be on the ticket, that's a huge leap.
I think Donald Trump said when he stepped outside of one of his trials, he was asked about this, and he said that she'll have a place somewhere on his team. So that led to speculation that maybe she was still in the running, but perhaps not.
So, yeah, I mean, Doug Burgum's going to go out there. I think he's so competent, and now he's just going to get used to the fact that when you go on these other channels, Sandra, they want two things. They want to talk about January 6th. They want to say, are you going to accept the results of the last election? And they want to talk about what happened last election. Abortion, of course. But we kind of know like where you stand. The problem with Doug Burgum, you brought up his weakness is 6 weeks in North Dakota. So they'll say, you're for 6 weeks in North Dakota. Why wouldn't we think that you're just for banning all abortion in our country? So that hurt Ron DeSantis when he went to 6 weeks. It helped that Marco Rubio came out and said, I'm pro-life, but Florida says 15 weeks. So I'm going to run for senator. I'm not going to touch it. He won easily. So Governor DeSantis had a hard time with that, and Donald Trump said, man, you made a mistake on that.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if that hurts Doug Burgum.
And Tim Scott, I haven't heard you mention him.
I think Tim Scott's still in a good place. I think his greatest asset's on display today. He is having a fundraiser. Evidently, a lot of money people are supporting Tim Scott. and he's showing that he can raise money. And he's got a very great, he's got a great personal story, and you don't have to worry about his loyalty.
J.D. Vance?
I'm not a fan of J.D. Vance's foreign policy. Makes me really nervous about that. For him not to see the value in having success in Ukraine blows me away. How could he not know what Russia has done in Georgia? How does he not know what they've done in Ukraine? How does he not know that they're already infiltrating into the elections of the Baltic countries? Mm-hmm. How could he not be worried about them, their alliance with North Korea? And how could he not see that it's all related to their success and struggles in Ukraine? Mm-hmm. And to me, if Donald Trump has isolationist tendencies, you need someone like Rubio and Cotton who understand it's Trump's show, but will reason with him to say, this is why Ukraine matters. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is that J.D. Vance will go, yeah, I hear you. Let's pull out. Mm-hmm. Let's not worry about the West. Oh, let's not worry about Europe. Let's not worry about Ukraine. They're an imperfect democracy. Zelensky, I don't know. He's too short. Whatever they want to come up with.
Yeah, I was writing something down to go back to your question about the polling and the older vote going Biden. And I think that's really interesting because in the economy, something we have looked at a lot and talked a lot about is those living on a fixed income in this country have had a rough time of it with utilities going up, energy prices up across the board. It's expensive and it's taken away from your ability to spend that money on anything else. You're spending a lot more now just to live. However, the rich have gotten richer under Joe Biden's economic policies. And if you're an older voter in this country and you're on economic sound footing, you're established, you're in the stock market, you've got savings, you have probably benefited. You probably are doing better. It's the lower income brackets that are struggling the most with high prices and inflation.
Very little margin for error.
And so you might be an older voter who says, well, I've got kids, I've got grandkids. I don't like the uncertainty of Donald Trump. You know, I don't know what's coming around the corner, so this is the lesser bad choice. I think there's a couple different ways you could look at that. A
couple of things. I think Trump's mindset has everything to do with setting people at ease. Have a good time again. You know, he's having a good time out there. Mm. And if he comes in tense and angry, I think people go, okay, I don't need that. You know, that's exhausting. But if he comes in, he's smiling, he's like, and he's able to look at the folly of Joe Biden's foreign policy, the ridiculous accusation that it was at 9% when he took over, that the infrastructure plan is actually being implemented well when we know only 8 terminals have been built and no Wi-Fi has been sent to rural communities. Like when he was able to point that out, just have a good time, right? Can't interrupt anyway. No pressure to interrupt.
I think I said this on The Five the other night with the gang. I said, just be honest. How about we just start there? Yeah. Because you've had an administration that's been telling you things are one way that they are not.
Especially with these so-called cheap fakes.
Oh, the video.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what you're seeing, you know,
is
don't
what
believe
you're
your lying eyes. And I've told our viewers, look, every time, and I see it on our network right now, every time that we have played that video, we have played it in its entirety so that our viewers can decide. And when I heard Karine Jean-Pierre live on our show one day step up at the microphone, it was the first time she was giving a briefing in 3 weeks, so she was finally asked about these videos. Not only did she call them cheap fakes, but she said that they were manipulated.
Wow.
And that really bothered me because manipulating video, that means you're putting his head on somebody else's body. That's an issue.
Sandra,
that's not what's happening.
Not at all. And then President called them clean fakes, and he'll discuss that too. A couple more minutes with Sandra Smith when we come back. Her show starts at 2. We'll find out who's going to be on that show. She ultimately makes the decision, not John Roberts.
I better make something
more
up.
Of that yet. Don't move.
You're with Brian Kilmeade. Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1904 $20 gold Liberty coins have been found. These gorgeous 1904 P gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. And less than 500 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1904 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1904
four dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 120 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-973-9741. Call now, and you'll receive a free bonus, a $75 value free with every order. Call 1-800-973-9741 now to secure your 1904 P$20 Gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-973-9741.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A stranger from Ohio who saved the day and foot the bill of some unclaimed pizza makes today's Dean's List. A woman called up Pizza Roma and ordered over a dozen pies, but never picked them up. It cost the small business over $100 in pizza and labor. The manager of Pizza Roma, Rocky Kiefer, was beside himself as to why someone would do this. Word spread around the community about what happened, and a week later he got a phone call from a stranger asking if he could pay for the 16 pizzas that were never picked up. Rocky says he didn't believe it at first, but the generous man pulled out his credit card. The Good Samaritan was Travis Truesdell, another small business owner and Army veteran who heard about what happened on social media. Travis says he felt compelled to help because he's been through a similar situation and says he had others help him, so he was happy to be in a place in his life where he could return the favor and pay it back. Travis, you are a wonderful human. Thank you for your service and your kindness. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Bobby Cannavale and Rose Byrne, who co-star in the new movie Ezra. The two play soon-to-be exes co-parenting their autistic son, facing difficult decisions about his future, leading to Cannavale's character to take their son on what turns out to be a life-changing road trip.
I think the authenticity of us as parents in real life, I'm sure, lends itself to the story, but we just fell in love with the script. It was one of those things that kind of just came together and felt right, and it's a small movie, we're all doing it for the right reasons. And it's been really joyous.
Tony Goldwyn I've known for many years. Rose has worked with him. We've wanted to work together. Tony's best friend, Tony Spyridakis, wrote the script based on his, in his words, odyssey that he went through with his autistic son, Dimitri. Bill Horberg, our producer, has an autistic son. There was like this real wealth of riches of people who were involved in this community, in this wonderful community. And then the cherry on top was finding a neurodivergent actor.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All right, Sandra Smith, we got 90 seconds. Whoa. Your show with America Reports is coming up at 2 o'clock. Besides me, who is really the focal point of your show. You've been promoting it for weeks now. Who else do you have on your show?
We've got our econ panel at the top, Robert Wolf and Steve Moore. Love those two together. They'll be joining us live. Mark Thiessen on the latest polling as we head into the debate next week. Kennedy's also on set, as well as Judge Jeanine Pirro. So much to talk about, and I cannot wait till you join us, Brian Kilmeade. Larry Kudlow will also be on set.
Social question. You saw Governor Newsom begin to move, make a movement to ban cell phones in schools, social media movement in New York.
Great.
Ban kids below the age of 14 from using social media. Your thoughts?
Great. Do it. How do you enforce it? It's a huge problem already. There's schools that already say you can't do it. You can't use them in the school. And then when the kids do, the teachers have a hard time. That takes up a lot of their time to enforce it. So you have to have a plan, a thorough plan to deal with kids walking through the doors
right.
with their devices.
Right. I mean, there is a way of enforcing. We were just talking about, hey, you got to show up on school on time. You have classes. And when you come in, if there are cubbies in the beginning, guys, put them or just a basket. Phones in the basket or we can't go forward. I think most schools can enforce that.
Kids need less distraction. They need to learn reading, writing, arithmetic. Get back to it.
I have news for you. I just think that most kids want to give it up if everyone else would just give it up.
I totally agree.
Just promise me everyone gives up, and then they'll free them to be kids again.
Agree.
All right, Sandra Smith, we'll see you at 2 o'clock. Coming
Thank
up next,
sir.
General Jack Keane. And, yes, I said General Jack Keane to get you jealous.
Love it. Of business.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation.
530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Putin sees he's trying to get nuclear proxies in Iran and North Korea to do what he thinks we're doing in Ukraine. And Ukraine is not nuclear. More importantly, he looks at Biden and he says either he's debilitated and he won't react, or the Obamas are in control. And I remember what they did in 2014 when I took the Donbass and the Crimea, and I remember the hot mic and Seoul. So whatever it is, it's an open window for me.
Military historian Victor Davis Hanson weighing in on what he believes Vladimir Putin is doing in North Korea. Now he heads over to Vietnam and heads back, and he's trying to, it looks like he signed a mutual defense pact with North Korea. South Korea, Japan, alarmed by that. We also see that a Filipino ship was rammed by a Chinese ship yesterday. We're allies with the Philippines, and somebody who handles it all the hot spots around the world with the Institute of Study of War. He's a Fox News contributor, retired four-star general, the chairman of that Institute of Study of War, Fox News senior strategic analyst, General Jack Keane. General, how alarmed were you, not surprised, but alarmed were you to see this this alliance really fortify in North Korea?
Yeah, China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran are truly collaborating and cooperating together. The synergies that they've achieved together have surprised all of us, so much so that we believe at the Institute and also the Congressional Commission I'm on, looking at our adversaries and our threat, that we haven't faced anything on this kind of scale since World War II. And the reason is we can be involved in war directly ourselves in more than one region. An example. If Putin has his way in Ukraine because we take a knee and we walk away, he expands into Europe. That's a huge incentive for Xi to move on Taiwan. He knows full well the United States would absolutely have great difficulty dealing with two theaters at the same time. That's just one example. We're resourced, according to the defense budget, to fight one war and deter all others. We used to be resourced during the Cold War to fight 2.5. So, and our budgets have been flat. So just looking at the money situation, we have problems. So yes, these four nations and the cooperation they achieved is significant. Think of this. China is financing Iran's proxy war because they're buying Iran's fuel and they're flush with money. And they no secondary sanctions on China from the administration. They won't touch it. It's like a third rail. The Trump administration would be all over that and would shut down that oil buy-in. Secondly, look what's happening in Ukraine. China buying Russian oil, and Russia obviously is working around the sanctions as a result of it, supplying on a scale to help their defense industrial base, everything short of a weapon, what it takes to build a weapon, but also what it takes to keep an army on the battlefield. There's a lot of things that aren't weapons to do that. They're helping with that. Iran is providing a significant amount of drones and missiles to assist them. Korea is providing artillery shells by the tens of thousands and also ballistic missiles to help them. This is significant in what is going on with this cooperation and collaboration that's taken place.
And Ukraine is sitting there. They had to wait a while for their $64 billion. Got it. But how much of that in terms of material weaponry has arrived?
Some of it has arrived. More has to. It is starting to make a difference for them with the artillery shells. The air defense systems is something they need desperately because Russia, while their offensive operations haven't been able to achieve very much, even though Putin has mobilized 300,000, 23 to 24, year 23 to 24, not all of those are on the battlefield, but most of them are. But what has showed up? Soldiers poorly trained, once again, poorly led, once again, high casualties, once again. So they've never been able to exploit the small tactical success they've had operationally to grab huge amount of territory is what you should do. Secondly, though, they have had an effective air campaign, and they've been taking down neighborhoods and cities, whole towns, and they have damaged 50% of Ukraine's infrastructure. Why is this? Because Ukraine has not had the air defense systems that they used to have, given the holdup here for 6 months in terms of providing those air defense systems to them. They're in route, some have arrived, and eventually they will make a difference.
Yeah, it's just a shame it's happening this way, but soon they're going to need to be replenished, and this is going to continue. So let me ask you, in terms of Russia, we get two stories. Early on, they couldn't believe how poorly they were doing, couldn't believe how hard it was going. But have they changed their economy to the point where they're actually profiting as they've gone to a military economy? Are they now doing their own manufacturing of drones like the ones Iran has? And is it more than just importing North Korea? They're beginning to be able to make their own stuff.
Yeah, they've gone to a war footing economy, much as they did during World War II. And, of course, they've conditioned their people to expect a little bit less as a result of it. And you know, Putin cast this whole thing at the West is encroaching on them, and we have to fight back against these neo-Nazis inside Ukraine, which are an instrument of the United States. And all of that is being bombarded on the Russian people on a regular basis. Thus, except the economic conditions not being as good as they used to be. But, yes, Iran has built a factory for drones in Russia. And Iran is helping to operate it, and so are the Russians. They built the factory, and that has their technology. So, yes, things like that are absolutely happening.
So North Korea right now, known as the Hermit Kingdom, are they beginning to come out of it thanks to aid, any type of aid that Russia is going to give them? Could this be their way back into maybe revitalizing, not even revitalizing, but vitalizing their economy?
No, it won't go that far. But Russia has always helped them out to get around sanctions in transiting oil into them. They do it at sea, you know, through third parties. So they've done that even during the Trump administration. But what they want from Russia here is they want advanced satellite technology because they're a nation that's really not a part of the global information grid. They need to get the satellites up, telecommunication satellites.
They really want that? Do they want their people to know how bad they have it?
They want to be able to operate themselves effectively as a military force, to be able to manage the problems and challenges that they have. Not so much that their people are going to be well-informed. That's a very good point. They certainly don't want any part of that, but they want satellite technology to assist them. And they would like some of Russia's advanced weapons as well. Now, North Korea does very well. They obviously have a nuclear arsenal, But they do very well at rockets and ballistic missiles.
So when you look at China, they can't go all in like Russia. For example, they need the European market. They need the West market. It gives us a leverage to a degree to say, hey, listen, you better not be doing that, or else there's going to be a massive backlash. The European Union is starting to stand up, too, at least in words, and say, you know, we don't like the way you're resupplying or using dual-use items to get them over to Russia. We do have some leverage where we might have minimal leverage over North Korea and Russia, right?
Yes. And during the Cold War, Russia economy was always in a tank. And that obviously separated them quite a bit from the United States because we had such an economic advantage. They had a military advantage, but we had an economic advantage. And eventually it was that economy, that communist system, that collapsed. China, on the other hand, even though it's a communist system because Deng Xiaoping brought in capitalism and some aspects of a free market, that their economy has flourished. It's not as good as ours, but clearly it's a powerhouse of an economy, and it is a strength of theirs. But you're absolutely right. Look at, we've made a lot of progress. The Congress of the United States and the American people, we have bipartisan support and consensus that China is the number one threat in the world out there to the United States, economic security and prosperity. And that is progress that has been made. The China Select Committee that Gallagher ran is now being run by John Molinar has helped to expose that. And you're absolutely right. We have got to de-link technology that we are doing with China that is used to repress their own people or is used to advance their military capability. And that has been a steep learning curve we're on. One, to come to grips with what that is, and then two, to enforce the de-linkage.
I mean, and that's got to be whoever wins this election, if there's a change in administration, they got to address this right away. And one leverage point might seem to say, hey, Japan, you might want to change your constitution, because I think from a more defense to a more offensive defense strategy or posture, how much does it freak out China to this day that what Japan did to them in World War II and what they might be able to do to them again if they ever started arming up?
Well, Japan has changed the constitution, and it's as you suggest. You know, they've gone from the passivity post-World War II to recognizing there's a major threat there. And they're developing offensive missile capability, et cetera. And they entered into a trilateral agreement with the United States, South Korea, and Japan. And to bring South Korea and Japan together, given their historic differences and given the wars they fought and the occupation that has taken place by Japan, it is absolutely stunning. But they have a common enemy in China. And that's the reality. Japan is there. They are upgunned. They have done everything but say, if you go to Taiwan, we're coming for you.
So are they concerned as much about a Taiwan invasion as we are?
Oh, yeah. They are. I think they're probably even more concerned because, look, China has been pushing on the islands off the coast of Japan and saying that there really are islands, and they've been intimidating, coercing them, maybe not on the scale of Taiwan, but on a similar scale, you know, to really push them back and sort of take a knee and capitulate to the major power in the region. We're too big for you, and we're going to have our way and our influence. You know, they're a bully in the region. Japan has stood up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And Philippines. China is pushing on the Philippines because Marcos came in, separated himself from his predecessor, aligned almost immediately with the United States. Then as a result of Secretary Austin doing some remarkable negotiations with them, they give us four military bases to use. Three of them are close to Taiwan. And they are so frustrated by that, the Chinese. So they are very aggressive with the Philippines to discourage them from continuing this relationship with the United States. But Marcos, he's not going to back down. He knows his future security is tied to the United States.
And we got to be willing to defend them to a degree,
there's
sure.
There's no doubt about that.
So they start ramming ships. What are we going to do to help them out, to make them sure, make this thing to the alliance as a benefit to them? General, when we come back, I'd like to talk about the latest with Israel and the U.S., as well as Israel and Hezbollah, and Hamas feeling like they're winning because they're surviving. I listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. More with General Jack Keane in just a moment.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Replace opt to opt out.
Hey, all you investors out there, I've got something you'll want to hear. There's an asset class you likely have never considered, yet it's outpaced the S&P 500 by 64% for nearly the past 30 years. I'm talking about blue chip contemporary art. Fine art investing used to be limited to the ultra wealthy, but thanks to Masterworks Advisors, you can now get in on this incredible asset class. Just text INVEST to 200-300 right now to skip the wait list and unlock exclusive access to the blue chip contemporary art market. Masterworks Advisors make it easy for you to invest in shares of multi-million dollar arts from great like Banksy, Basquiat, and Picasso. Text the word INVEST to 200-300 and unlock your access to fine art investing. Text INVEST to 200-300.
This advertisement relates to the provision of advisory services by Masterworks Advisors LLC and is not intended to offer or solicit investment in any securities. Masterworks Advisors is affiliated with Masterworks. Art versus S&P is based on data from 1995 to 2023.
See important disclosures and risks of investing at Masterworks.com.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be brought up at the kitchen table, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real-life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. And we're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Interesting people are talking to Will Kane.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne. I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now. You can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Kane show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I said it's inconceivable that in the past few months, the administration has been withholding weapons and ammunition to Israel.
We generally do not know what he's talking about.
That is a little of the back and forth between the U.S. and Israel. It's pretty extraordinary. The Prime Minister says you slowed up weapons that we need to fight. What are you doing? And the administration got so upset that they no longer are going to allow Prime Minister Netanyahu to go to the Oval Office and meet with the president when he comes here. And it could be even worse behind closed doors with a stillest General Jack Keane. General, who's right in this dispute? Did they slow down weapons deliveries over to Israel?
I honestly don't know. But listen, the guy I trust in these discussions is the Prime Minister.
He's the one at war.
Yeah, and it's his people that security that's at stake. He knows he's in an existential threat to the survival of his nation. And that's what we've got to remind ourselves constantly what is going on here when we think about this war, when we think about the civilian casualties, which are horrific. But they can be explained by Hamas's behavior contributing to that. And that Israel is under a gun that they have not been under since they were formed in 1948. And that's the reality of it. And they are literally fighting for the existence of the state of Israel. And Iran has operationalized their proxies to support Hamas. I believe from my sources that Iran has thought through this problem. They see this as a win for them in terms of they've now got Israel in a protracted war, taking casualties. Gradually, their people are going to be worn down by it. International community, widespread isolation of Israel politically and condemnation, certainly even more so. Sinwar sees it as a win. Iran sees it as a win. And I think what Iran is talking about the next time, as opposed to Hamas initiating something and the rest of them getting operationalized to support it, do it all together, synchronized, coordinated, all at one time coming at Israel from multiple vantage points.
Well, we saw a couple of months ago.
Yeah, all at once. And then once and for all, end the state of Israel. That's where these guys' minds are, and we've got to get our head around how dead serious they are. And the fact that this administration will not confront Iran as the architect of what is taking place in the Middle East and going after Israel, driving the United States military presence out of the region, is a huge strategic failure on their part, and they're running up the risk for Israel, and they're running up the risk for U.S. interests in the region.
And the U.S. is so concerned about expanding this war, but can Israel afford not to push Hezbollah back in the north?
If Hezbollah does not go back from the Israeli border and pull away so that the Israeli citizens, some 80,000, can move back into their homes, if they don't do that, and Israel believes they will not do that, then they have no choice but to force them back. They can do it with air power only, or they can do it with air power and ground power. And if they need help from the United States, I would assume that we would help them. Hezbollah, in return, as a result of that, will unleash swarms of missiles and rockets that have lethality and precision and range that Hamas does not have. They can reach every town and city in Israel, and they will try to overwhelm the air defense system so that Israel begins to take significant civilian casualties. That would be their intent.
Right, and in Hamas, by surviving, they're winning, and Sinwar says, let's not have a big fight in Rafah. Let's stay underground and live to fight another day, because he sees public sentiment waning and he sees pressure growing. And if he survives despite all the deaths, he feels like he won.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You couldn't have said it any better than what you just said. In Rafah, the Israelis have moved more deliberately, more modestly. They have taken two of the four battalions down and rendered them ineffective. There's two others that they're degrading. Some of the Hamas fighters that were in Rafah did move out of there when hostilities began. I suspect that Sinwar is out of there as well. Don't know for a fact, but he's likely probably gone north to his hometown in Han Yunus in the tunnel complexes somewhere. They have used less air power, and they have used precision-guided munitions, particularly the small diameter bombs, in going after military infrastructure. So, in a sense, they have taken some of the counsel of the United States
right
when it came to Rafah. I think they felt they had to tip the hat to the United States a little bit, to be frank about it. But the thing that the administration did not want them to do is to go in there. They are in there, and they're going about doing what they want to do, is destroy those four battalions. And remarkably, they get no credit for this. They moved 1 million people. They encouraged 1 million people to leave the area, and they did. And the administration was wringing their hands over the fact that, oh, my God, you can't do this. You can't go in there. All these people are going to be killed. And look what they accomplished.
General, look what you accomplished by explaining to America what exactly is going on in the two hot spots in the world. Thanks so much.
It's always great talking to you, Brian. You know what you're talking about, and you got an
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
This is Fox News Talk.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.